Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Frontier Beyond Fear radio program. I'm your host, Susan Larison-Dans, and I'm delighted to have everyone with us tonight for what is going to be a relaxed, enjoyable time talking with a very special guest who's returning to the show, psychic Debbie Griggs. And I know that we have several people already on the lines awaiting readings from Debbie. I'd like to talk just a little bit about Debbie's background. Debbie has literally assisted thousands of people through her psychic readings, and this gift has been with her all her life, where she has been able to predict events ahead of time. And Debbie's special talent is reading photographs that people send to her and looking at people's eyes, which are the window to the soul, as she says. And when she does so, she's able to see into the past lives of those who give her their photographs. Now, you can learn a little bit more about Debbie at her website, www.powerfulpsychic, and it's without the C, let me spell it, powerfulpsychic.com. And tonight, we're going to take a little bit of time at the beginning of the show to have a conversation, and I ask that everyone on the lines wait patiently, because when Debbie comes on the show, she's so very popular that we don't really get a chance to talk a little bit about her background and how she came to this place and just sharing in general about her spiritual journey and the insights that she can share with everyone listening, as in addition to the specific insights she'll be sharing with those who will call in later for the mini readings. If you are seeking a reading with Debbie on the show, what you need to do is send a photograph to Powerful Psychic, and this is on the show page, again, powerfulpsychi, at blackfoot.net, blackfoot.net. This is very important that you send a photograph of yourself, of a loved one, and it's important that the photo show the person's eyes. So I would ask anyone on the line to go ahead and do that and make sure you include your phone number when you send that to Debbie so that we can match that with the people on the line. Now, just a few notes before I bring Debbie on. We do have a live chat room going today, and you are welcome to participate in the chat. In fact, we may even do some readings for people in the chat who are unable to call. But again, that'll be a little later in the show. The call-in number, if you would like to call, is 310-807-5104. And we already have a number of people queued up, even people calling before the show. So I welcome people calling that number, and we will get to the people on the line in the order that they're calling in. So with all of that logistical information said, I'm going to go ahead and bring Debbie on the line and just comment that Debbie has been appearing at conferences and expos quite frequently over the last couple years, and she and I actually had the opportunity to be in LA together earlier this year at the Conscious Life Expo. And so without further delay, I'm going to bring her on among all the many phone numbers out there. Here we go. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Susan. How you doing?
Great. It's so nice to have you back. When you're on the show, Debbie, there's so many calls that come in, I can hardly find your number. I'm going to need a reserved line just for you.
Oh, that'd be great. I hope that comes true.
Well, you know, someday, you know, we've talked about my own radio aspirations and how that keeps expanding. And I always feel that someday, I mean, that's how so-called real radio works. But you know what? This is real radio is the interesting thing. I love being on online radio as well because it's the energy of everyone is very present here, and it's much more approachable too. It's and that's one of the things I really like about Blog Talk Radio. So, but I also enjoy dabbling in other kinds of radio as well, as you know.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So,
and
Debbie.
Yes.
Yes. I was just going to say, this is a nice opportunity for you to talk a little bit more about how you came to this place, and to just share whatever you feel is on your heart to share generally with the audience. Because, as I said, we so rarely get that opportunity since you're very popular with the callers. So. I'm hoping we can just have a kind of a relaxed conversation as we often do, only this time on the radio.
Yes, go bantering back and forth and put our inputs in and see what spirit says or wants to put in. Sometimes they butt in there.
That's the idea. You know, the funny thing about Blog Talk Radio, Debbie, is, and this is my own little secret that I'm now sharing, is it really is just like talking on the phone. If you can just be in that space, I mean, we're on the phone. I'm on the phone. And it's the same. If anyone who comes on this show can just be in that spirit of being authentically themselves as if they were talking on the phone to a friend, that's exactly what we try to capture here because, and without even trying. In fact, the word try isn't even applicable. It just is. So
true.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, let's start. I'm in a long line of psychics in my family. My mom didn't have it. I would have it when I was younger, but like I've said before, if you see my YouTube video and stuff, when I go to lectures, I always usually tell the story that I kind of was brought up in a very chaotic home life, and things were lied about or things were discussed in a heated manner. So I always knew if someone was lying to me, and I could always see the truth, and it made me even more sensitive to people's personality and approach to things and what was on their mind. But that combined with the psychic ability. And I had to live on my own quite a bit. So I had to live my own life, survive. I moved out when I was 17, and I had numerous of experiences happening to me. I would have entities come and talk to me. I would go into a home, and it would seem like whatever spirit was there, whatever vibration was in there, would always come to me, if it was an animal, person. Even things that happen in the home, I'd be like, oh, someone lived here and they died, or things like that. And I had numerous of things like that happening to me. Like I said before, I had to live on my own. I had to survive. I went through a couple marriages. I had a child born with a lot of birth defects, but is okay now, and had many, many surgeries. So I had to kind of, it's not that I didn't use my psychic abilities. I used it for my family and friends. They would call up and say, can you do a reading? Or they would call up and I'd say, oh, congratulations on your engagement. And they would be like, can you let me at least tell you that I got engaged? Oh, okay, let me back off. That kind of situations would happen in my life, or I would say to someone, oh, so you're going to move in with your boyfriend, and or you're going to get married, and they'd be like, we didn't tell anybody that, you know, he proposed to me. It's like, oh, okay, you know, those kind of things. And I would always be told by other psychics, like John Holland, I had him come up to me and tell me, yes, you have the ability, and yes, when it hits you, it's going to hit you hard. When you're ready for it, it's going to come through. Or I would go to other psychics, well-known psychics, and they couldn't read me because they would say, all I see is a white light around you. So I have a really hard time, and I do psychic readings for psychics all the time. I always have a lot of psychics, healers, anybody that's really into the spiritual realm would come up to me and say, I can see that you could read me, and I could.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, when you do readings, they put this front up because they don't want to get hurt. They don't want anybody to see their true self. So trying to read them, other psychics, I'm not saying that I'm better. Everybody has their own qualities. Everybody has their own area that they're better at. And mine is obviously photos and in person. And
yes,
they would be like, wow, I can't believe you can read me, because most people can't. I said, well, it's because you got a big front in front of you. You're trying to guard your heart and your soul, but it's, which is very cool. I love that. I love doing readings. I was just telling Susan that I had to drive up to Kalispell, which is a two-hour drive from where I live. I live in Montana, to visit my mom because she's going through to Minnesota. And drove up there for 2 hours, had a friend come with me. She was dropping off vegetables at her son's house. The next thing I know, there's like six people there, and I'm boom, 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 started doing readings. It's like I can't stop it. They're like, wow, how did you know that? And then they start bringing up pictures, and I start reading, and my friend is like, okay, Debbie, we need to leave now. We need to go, you know. Got to drive back. Got to get in time for the radio show. So, but the way it really started was, like I say, I've had it all my life. I had a hysterectomy done, and it didn't go well. And the next day, the doctor came in and said, oh, you don't look very well. Let's check what's going on. And I was losing a lot of blood. And so I had to have emergency surgery again. They went in, and I won't say that I went to the other side. I will not say that. I will not say that I died.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that I had an entity come to me and show me life things that were going to happen. And at the point, I was thinking, am I dreaming this or is this true? And they showed me the ripple effect of how one voice can change the world. They showed me a friend betraying me. They showed me all kinds of things. And then they showed me these things, and I thought, oh, I'm dreaming. So when I woke up, and it didn't happen, but within 2 years, all the things they showed me happened within 2 years. So then I went to sleep, and then this entity, spirit, angel, whatever you want to call it, source, came to me and said, okay, now you need to tell the truth. And I was like, what does that mean, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they were saying, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my purpose on life. This is my ability, is to help people find their spiritual truth and give them hope. And this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I've had other situations where I did readings for somebody and the mediumship came through. All of a sudden I could do a medium reading, and that was with a girl from Norway. And that's a long, long story, but that night when the mediumship came through, then I went to sleep, and the same entity source came to me and said, now you need to train yourself to be a medium. So I'm not that great with the mediumship. I get it where I'll say, oh, did so-and-so pass? They rode a motorcycle, they had a heart attack, and they're saying hi to you. You know, I had that today, and the girls were like, yeah, it's my dad. So I was like, okay, he's coming through. So that kind of thing is starting to grow more. My muscle of the mediumship is coming through more. But my photo readings of what's going to happen or what is blocking you. I've also had this new thing, and I don't know if I've talked to you about it, Susan,
mm-hmm.
what I call soul connection. I've had it where people call me, even text me, because you know how it is when you have the ability to foresee the future. All of a sudden your friends are texting you constantly and asking you for free readings. You know how that goes.
Yes.
So I get a lot of people texting me, Facebooking me, can you help me here? Can you help me there? Can you help me here? And then you get to the point where you're like, you know, I need a little money here. I have ability too, just like a carpenter. He's good at his carpentry. Or or someone that's on the radio, they're getting paid for it, or a singer, they're getting paid for it. And it's not being rude. It's just I can only do so much.
Yes,
but
yes.
You know what I mean, Susan, right?
Oh, I absolutely know what you mean. It's someone
yeah.
who's taken on too much at times, and
right,
I know exactly.
Right. You want to help millions of people, and I do. I want to help people find their spiritual truth. I want to help at least give them hope, give them ability to go forward. And I noticed that people started texting me or phoning me or Facebooking me, friends, and I would say, an example is a friend was saying, oh, I'm not finding a job, da 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 da. And I say, well, I'm going to send this energy. It's more than that. They're telling me its energy is the lowest on the totem pole. That's what the spirits told me. They said it's more than vibration. It's almost like the hemisphere of essence is what we can bring towards each other and allowing it
yes.
to bring in. And when I talk to the person or Facebook them, it seems like, okay, and then I Facebook the person, and they turn around and they go, not was I only offered one job, but I was offered two jobs. Or
wow.
I had a person trying to sell tickets. The tickets were really low, and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 the tickets were being sold for an event. Or
uh-huh.
I've had it where someone was looking for a car, and they were, I can't afford this, I couldn't afford this. I said, well, we're going to, you know, help you, I'm going to help you release this. I do this kind of meditation thing, not a meditation. They're telling me it's not a meditation. So it's more of a vibrational essence that I help you allow to get rid of the junk and let this essence of the universe to come through you and to get rid of the blockage and then allow this essence to come through and then what your intention is comes to you. And I've had it in all different kinds of things. I talked to a lady about her son that couldn't sleep for a year. And I knew it was a past life. I saw the photo. I knew it was a past life. But it was also part of this soul connection. And that night he slept for the first time all night through. So I can't explain it, but I do that kind of thing too. Whatever your intention is, to bring love to you, to bring health to you, to bring wealth to you, to bring joy or just even a little bit of freedom, when I do these little soul connections with people, it seems to come through, and it's just awesome. And it's working for me, too, because I would dream and tell people about this car that I wanted. I wanted a new car, and the essence, my husband didn't even see it until a friend drove in for a reading, and she had the car that I wanted, and he's like, oh, that's a nice car. I'm thinking, are you crazy? I've been telling you for a year I wanted that car. And things happened where there was a hailstorm, so there was $5,000 taken off of a new car. We got a really good trade on our Jeep. It was like the universe said, here you go. There's no better deal than this. And
right.
I got my new car that I wanted. It was just, I don't know what to call it. So I just call it soul connecting. Connecting to your purpose, connecting to your soul. And if the answer doesn't come of what you truly want, so you say, well, I want millions of dollars. Well, maybe that's not going to come true. But your finances will break through, or you'll find out what the blockage is from your fear of what it is about the money that comes through. Maybe
right.
that you were brought up. Do you see what I'm saying, Susan? It's like
oh,
the way you
absolutely.
Were brought up. The thing that the thought that's going through the process of your mind. And it's so, so cool. I love it because people write me back and say, oh, yeah, you know, someone gave me $100. I'm like, yay, you know. Sure, it's not $100,000, but hey, it helps. It's just, it tells me that the other person is allowing it to come to them. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just channeling the essence and the verbiage to the person, and it's them that's doing it, and I think it's just wonderful. I just love it, love it, love it. So I've been kind of doing that too lately. And like you said, I've been doing a lot of shows. I'm going to be at the Ultimate Women's Expo in San Francisco the first weekend in October, and then the second weekend in October I'm going to be in the Phoenix Ultimate Women's Expo, and then the first weekend in November I'm going to be at the Minneapolis Psychic Show at the Earl Brown Center. So I have a lot of shows going on. I'm doing a Halloween psychic thing in Missoula and do readings in Idaho. So if you notice, I'm traveling a lot lately. That's
yes, you are.
So I think it's wonderful. And I want to do the LA show again in February, Susan. So I did a reading for a movie star this last weekend, and she said she was going to go to the LA show and see my lecture and maybe bring some other stars with her. So I was like, yay. So
wow, that's
Peter
awesome.
There, so wouldn't that be pretty cool? Get the camera out.
Oh, definitely.
Out pictures.
Yes. You know, a lot of interesting people show up in L.A., that's for sure.
Yeah,
I think you definitely will draw even more out. I'm actually going to L.A. at the, I guess it's about a month from now, October 5th through 7th, at the October Los Angeles Conscious Life event. But I'll be at both of them, October and February. So,
yeah.
And those are always a lot of fun. And then I know you do come out to the Body, Mind, Spirit Expos in Portland. I think you told me you won't be doing the fall one. Is that right? Or are you
right,
coming?
Right, but I'm going to be
you
doing
won't?
The spring one.
Right, so we'll see you here in Portland in the spring. Of course, I have to say, you know, I used to say that the audience for this show, we had a lot of Portland listeners, and I'm sure we still do, because that's where I'm originating, is I'm broadcasting from Portland, Oregon, that area anyway. But anymore, when I look at the calls that come into this show, especially on nights like tonight, it's just amazing the reach of the show. I mean, we have had calls from Alaska to Florida on any given night. In fact, tonight, one of the things we'll be sure to do, which I don't always remember to do, and I definitely want to do it tonight, is when we bring each person on the show for a reading, is first ask them where they're calling from, because it just gets so interesting how, you know, these online radio shows reach out across the nation, and even
right.
It's going to get to the point where it's international. Right now, this show reaches into Canada, but you can listen to it online, but we don't get as many people from overseas yet. But
right.
I imagine that's what's next as well.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that as far as your abilities go, I mean, I've been amazed by some things that you've said. And, you know, I have to be honest with you, Debbie, and if you can read me, you will see this. I tend to be, I don't want to call myself a skeptic, but I, you know, came from that scientific background, and so
right.
I am very analytical. So for me, my experience of spirit in every possible way, whether it's interacting with psychics or my own, I don't have to have anybody, just my own spiritual experience myself. In fact, my significant other often teases me about this, is that I am always looking for proof. I am always looking for proof. And I don't know that it's just for me. I feel driven to share the proof. That's the other thing.
Right.
Now, a lot of times you can't share it. It's only for yourself. So, you know, I guess it would be unfair to say that it's not for me, because I love it. I absolutely love it when there is proof, because for me it just, it's not that I'm such a doubter, it's just that it's verification, you know, and it satisfies a very deep part of me that comes from that scientific background, not necessarily a skeptical background, but just knowing that I can share. When it's something that I can share with other people, then it's really valuable to me, because I know that a spiritual experience can change the lives of so many people who are close to it right now. And if they could
right.
only see some proof to help them as
right.
a crutch, you know, it was a crutch for me. And that's how my journey started out years ago, was always the quest for proof. And I felt like I found quite a bit. Uh-huh.
Right. Well, obviously you found a lot of proof on some of the readings that I've done for you when
yes.
I first met you.
And that's what I was going to say, is that one of the things that you predicted, and I'm still amazed at some of the things that have occurred. But I will say to those listening out there, there's a radio show that's been in Portland for a while. It's called the Ground Zero Radio Show. And it's been a local show in Portland, although it's been online. And over time, I became a regular caller to this show. It got to the point where they would just refer to me by Susan. And it's a very Actually, it's kind of a non-egotistical thing, because I've become such a regular caller that if he were to introduce me by my full name, it would feel wrong almost. I've even chatted with people about that. It would be almost too much. And so when I call, it's just Susan. And there's something very pure in that, although over time I'm becoming more identified. I mean, it's possible to figure out who I am, and obviously I'm talking about it right now. So it's not that I'm hiding myself, but not too long ago, and I do see a connection here, well, quite a long time ago, Debbie had predicted that this would become bigger, that she really saw me on the radio in a bigger way, you know, as a host of a major show. And although that has not happened yet, that part of it, this show, it's just been a stepping stone. And now this show has gone nationwide. In fact, it was only in the last 2 weeks that I learned the details that basically it's now syndicated by the same network that syndicates Coast to Coast. And in many cities, when they used to play the early edition of Coast to Coast, they now have this show, which is Ground Zero with Clive Lewis. And the show is an interesting show, I'll tell you, because a lot of times it can be really dark at times. And I call in to provide a spiritual perspective. And it can go into a lot of conspiracies and different things. And I tend to bring a hopeful perspective to the show, which the host is supportive of. And he can be hopeful, too. It's just, it's an interesting position that I've ended up in on this show. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, I really feel that you, Debbie, I mean, you nailed this. I mean, you,
yeah.
It's something I just wouldn't have dreamed of in my wildest dreams. Now, am I actually on this show as some kind of co-host or something? No. And actually, more and more, people are telling me that I need to keep developing this show, the show that we're on right now, and that too is a very important stepping stone, and that the two will kind of come together. There's something else out there for me that's even more powerful, and I know you have had some thoughts about what that might be, Debbie, but and I know that speaking on this national radio show, and I'm not always on the national version. I mean, sometimes, in fact, so far, I think he only broadcasts nationally an hour some of the times. And, you know, I managed to get on the debut as a caller, the national debut. But, you know, mostly I'm not necessarily on there nationally during that time. But it doesn't matter, because it's just been incredible experience. And more I'm getting reassurance and affirmations that I'm to develop my own path here. And it's just really fascinating how this has all come about and how you really did predict much of this. And I had a hard time comprehending that it would be possible. Let's just put it that way.
Well, yeah, when I was giving you the reading, you were like, I don't know, Debbie, and I'm like, no, yep, that's what you're telling me, and you're like, no, I don't know, and I'm like, I don't care, that's what they're showing me, and that's what's going to happen. I was like, oh, okay,
yeah.
You know, and now it's developing towards what I predicted for you, and we were cleaning up from an expo. We were cleaning up. We had like 5-10 minutes left to go. And then it was like the spirits or essence or whatever you want to call. I call them they. So if you hear me saying they when I'm giving you a reading, it's I don't know what it is. But they would give me the information, and I was going, oh, Susan, this is what's going to happen. And you're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, well, that's what they're telling me. That's what they're showing me. And it might not go the road or the path you think it's going to go, like, boom, right there.
Right.
But yes, it will go into the form of what they're showing me. So.
And, you know, the fascinating thing is it really hasn't. You know, when this show first went national, I was like, wow. You know, and yeah, I was able to get in on the first show, and they certainly let me in. I'm a known caller on this show, and they allowed me in. However, and again, just as Susan, I mean, it's just as a caller, but I'm sharing different things of spiritual significance. Anyway, the fascinating thing when you say that, that it may not go exactly as you expected. Well, lately, I've tried to call that show at times during the national time, and the line's always busy. And so I just say, well, fine. You know, if I'm not supposed to call right now, that's fine. And then maybe they'll go off the national air, and then I get in, you know. And
correct.
And so I just kind of go with it and trust where it's heading. And the way I see it right now is it's fascinating listening to all the different voices now coming on to that show. I actually don't want to get in that much on the national show right now. I want to hear what people across the nation have to say. And so I'm very accepting of that role, while at the same time, you know, another friend advised me, keep building your show, which is exactly what I'm doing.
Right.
I mean, I'm bringing on more guests now. We had two guests. You're my second guest this week, and next week I have two guests. And I'm probably going to I'm getting so many requests now, I'm going to just keep increasing it. And it'll ask
right.
more of me to do that. But that's what a real radio show host does, is brings on,
exactly.
you know, multiple guests.
Right. The spirits, or they, are saying that with the other show, here I say a lot, but because I listen to them and I'm talking to you at the same time, sorry about that, but they say that you're not truly allowing the whole greatness to come to you. You
mm-hmm.
are allowing the greatness of the radio show. It could be further, but you, Susan, is not allowing it all to come to you at once, because you're thinking in a subconscious wavelength, vibration, that you don't know if you could handle it all. If they turned
uh-huh.
around and said to you, part of you would say, yippee, yes, 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 I'm ready, I'm so ready. And the other part of you is going, really, am I that ready? I don't know if I'm that ready. The child
so
in you, it's right? So they're
it
saying when
true.
You when you release that, the child in you, the fear of you, which I consider, that's my opinion, when I'm doing readings, when there's fear, worry, or doubt, that's an ego kind of vibration. That's when I'm saying it's the energy, the lower energy. It's not into the essence of the hemisphere of the world to allow it to come in. And you can ask whatever you believe in, the source, the hemisphere, the vibration, to kind of squeak it a little bit, and to allow you to, at least not a straw, allowing just a straw, but maybe a garden hose, or next it will be, you know, even a bigger pipeline of allowing this greatness to come to you. So they're showing me right now, and even though great things are happening to you, they're showing me that you're allowing like little straws of the insight and of the greatness to come to you in this time. But you can let a garden hose come through now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can go in steps. You can go in steps. You don't need to have the whole big, huge, you know, subway of, you know, the ocean coming to you because you don't know if you could handle it. Because you have other things that are going on. Writing a book. They keep on bringing up the writing the book again.
Yes. In fact, I was just thinking about that when they brought that up. And yes,
yep,
indeed.
Yep. So they're saying you have your essence, your vibration is going, and your intentions are going in multiple directions. They were saying if you just focused on the radio, then it would definitely come to you even faster. But they get it. They get it that you need to have a couple tubes or a couple straws or a couple garden hose of greatness coming to you in different forms for different things in your life. So money, they're saying that you want money to come to your life. They're saying the book, the vibration, the wording. I'm trying to figure out what they're trying to show me here. But they're saying the information. You get what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes.
You're trying to get from them. So you're saying, well, that's not the right wording. That's not what I want to write on here. I need something else. So you're struggling with that.
That is so true.
And
very particular.
Right. They're saying that you, because of that, that's why it's not all of a sudden coming to you so fast. My thing is, I wish I could do myself, a reading for myself. Like I said, I have gone
yeah.
to numerous psychics, and it turns around. I went to one psychic, and it turned around. I went to a psychic show. I said, which one's the best one? Which one's the one that's known as the best? I went to the best one. I turned around, and you know what happened? Within 5 minutes, I was giving them a reading.
There you go.
It was funny. You know. They were like, well, I can give you a couple information, but I don't know, I can't read you. You got this bright light around you. And I'm just like, heard it all my life. That's okay. I guess I'm not supposed to hear certain things. I've heard from that person, you know, and other people, you are to be known. You're going to be more well known.
Mm-hmm.
I went with a friend, and I said to them, they were saying, oh, I want to go with you. And I said, you better get a picture taken with me because I'm going to be known. So that you can say, I knew her when. I said, that's what they keep on telling me, but how it's coming to me, I don't know. Just kind of like with you, Susan, where it's, am I not allowing it to happen right away? Or that there's certain people in my life right now that still need me at the level that I'm at. Because they're showing me also.
Well, that's a good point. Yes.
You know, it's not always about you. Sometimes it's about the other. And you,
because we
are here to help others, and that's what I keep on saying. When I do a radio show or when I do a reading, please give me the information that they truly need to hear in this moment of time and help them find their spiritual truth or at least give them some hope of going in the right direction. Because I will not tell someone what to do. I will say, they could be very adamant and say, they are going to Paris, I'm moving to Paris. But if I do a reading, I'll say, they're showing me that you're going to Paris, but that's your choice. You could be moving to Paris. I will not say, you need to move to Paris. Otherwise, this other part of your life is not going to happen. I will never do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
sometimes I get it so strong, they're like, it doesn't matter what you say, Debbie. They're going to Paris. You know? Do you see what I'm saying? But I won't say
right.
that. I'm going to have to say, I'm sorry, I live right next to a train track. So you're going to hear the horn. So,
actually, I think I remember that last time. And you know, the funny thing is I think I told you last time that when I was in graduate school, I lived right next to a train track. It was right behind us. And so I'm very familiar with the phenomenon.
Yep.
Yes, I do hear it. Oh, actually, it's kind of nice to hear. It brings back memories.
So you tell them way out in the boonies.
Yeah, well, I saw that you posted some pictures of your beautiful cabin.
Yes.
Gorgeous? What a wonderful place to go to restore your spirits. I mean, it just looks so nice. And I had posted in my blog, and I do want to tell, I know we have patient callers on the line, and we're aware of you. It's just that this time we really did want to talk for a little while, and then we will bring you on. So I just want to remind everyone out there that we are aware of you out there. But anyway, I blogged last weekend about discovering a little haven in my own yard. Is that I had this corner of my yard which is filled with trees, and I don't have a huge yard here, but I have a lot of trees in the yard that I have, and it had been blocked off, and there were these giant spiders and all things that would keep me from going back there until I realized that one of the trees was dying back there, a littler tree, and I had to get back there because I didn't know what was going on in that corner. And so, you know, I cut away the brush and went back there, and here I discovered this beautiful haven. And, in fact, people can read this in my blog, which I now have linked off my radio show page, finally.
Which
the main show page for this show is frontierbeyondfear.com. And if you go to the blog link, you can read my accounting, not only of finding my haven, but also about how things have been delayed in my life and you know, just my acceptance of the timing of things. How I would have expected to have written a book years ago, and it just didn't happen right away. And,
right.
you know, I do believe things unfold the way they're meant to unfold. I mean, there are a lot of things in our lives. I mean, in my case, I'm also a mother, and, you know, it wouldn't
right.
be easy for me to just be flying all over the country all the time. In fact, that would not be something I could easily do. Not that I couldn't go to conferences on occasion, but I can't do it all the time. And so, you know, there are other things in my life as well. But I will say that it has taken me by great surprise, the radio aspect of all of this. It is not something I ever would have expected. And I really don't know where it's going to go, and I guess it's up to me. But
right.
I feel there needs to be, wait a minute, then. Yeah, I know.
Before,
I know, I'm limiting myself
bigger,
again, is what
way.
You're going to say. Yeah.
You
know, deep down, I'm right back where I was in computer science. And you know what my thing is? I am not a militant feminist, so to speak. However, when I see that there is a lack of women in a field, and I think that on mainstream radio networks, I mean, up there in this realm, you don't see a lot of women hosts. You know, where, in fact, I was just, it's funny, I turned on the show, I will say it. I turned it on just at the wrong or right time. I should say, now, why would I say the wrong time? How fascinating. I turned it on at the right time. I turned on Coast to Coast on the weekend one night, and right then they were talking about, you know, where are we ever going to find a woman host? There's one of the guest hosts was saying something like that. And there you go. Where are the women hosts on that show, even as a guest host?
Right. But
and,
when I was talking to you, Miss Deary, what did I say?
Here we go.
See, I said to you, I saw you as being like a George Norrie, but you being
yes,
your Susan.
Yes, I know.
And
I know.
It would be just Susan, and you would have your own show, and that's why when people are saying to you about this show, to make it bigger, broader, national, do the best. And you're bringing more and more well-known people onto the show.
I am. In fact, I'm getting the coast-to-coast people now. I mean, in two weeks I've gotten, just 2 weeks ago I had someone who just did coast-to-coast a few months ago. I mean, that they are coming on now. That's true.
And we were saying that the essence was saying that I was to meet you, you were to meet me, so I'd give you, well, it's not me giving it to you. I'm channeling that you, wherever there's the doubt or there's a little bit of the worry of where is this going, I would keep on giving you this information, just like I was saying at the expo when we were cleaning up. It was like the spirits are like, you need to go over there and you need to give her some more confidence and tell her blah, 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 which makes you rise up more. And then you help me in the process too so that my word can go out and I can heal people. With you getting the people on your show, you're healing more and more people that way.
It's true. And
do you see what I'm saying? It's the same thing with me. I go on the thing. I do free readings, yes. But I'm helping that one person, which could help another person, which helps another person, which helps another person. And that's what we're here to do. That's what we want to do, is help bring the spirituality of the person to the whole, to be whole and complete, and to be happy, healthy, and whole. And that's all we want for everybody, doing the channeling of helping the blockage. That's what I'm doing, and that's what you're doing too, bringing the people in. Like you said, I needed to hear about a woman host. That was a confirmation to you. You go on Coast to Coast, and what are they talking about? A woman host.
Right, they were talking
about
that on the
weekend. There's another affirmation
for
you.
Exactly. And you know, the thing with the healing, it really is powerful. I mean, I will tell you, even when I'm calling anonymously to this other show, or semi-anonymously, however it is, it is not an egotistical thing. It is so gratifying to get a message out. And the audience for that show, sometimes there are people just caught in tremendous fear. And that's true in general. I mean, I get caught in fear too sometimes. Sometimes I have to hear my own reassurances, quite honestly. In fact, that's often the case because I feel like more is coming through me. You know, my higher self is coming through. And there is just something, it's very hard to even label it, and I'm sure you go through this too, Debbie, where it just, a tremendous sense of, I don't know what the word is, gratification sounds almost selfish, but yet it is, you just know that you're changing lives, I mean, and to me, there is nothing better than that. It's just why we are on the planet that, you know, and
right.
for me, it's simultaneously shifting my own life while I reach out to other people. And I know that we're all doing that in the spiritual
right.
community. You know, if someone in the spiritual community says, oh, I'm perfect, I have it all figured out, and I'm going to tell you about it, that's when I distrust it. I like the authentic people who know they're on a journey, too. I mean, they're different. You
right.
can certainly progress on that journey. I know all of us can talk about how we have, but that doesn't mean that we aren't all still journeying through any number of things in our lives. And, you know, I feel that when we're waiting for something to happen, it's only going to make it more powerful when it actually occurs. That's
right.
what I feel. So
yeah, because like you were saying, everybody has their own journey of to find what their ability is. And that is, like you were saying with the radio, that's a lot of male people. I'm not cutting them down. I don't know any of these people. But to get the feminine energy or vibration or essence into the world, to balance it, to get an alignment of both sides of the pancake, you know, because there's two sides of every pancake, and get the child in there, too. We need to get the joy and the child in there, get the male essence, get the female essence, and get the joy in there. And everybody mm-hmm. is bringing in their own vibration. You're bringing the female vibration and how the female might look at a certain situation, and the males bring the male situation in. And if you don't believe in any of this, then that's great, too. And everybody, you know, it's wonderful. If you believe in it, you don't believe in it, let's hear all of it. Let's bring it, because it's all one. We know that. It's all one. Every thought is all one. Your thought
yeah.
is for yourself, but the combination of the thoughts bring it into all one, and that way we can get to the next and next and next level. Because when my friend even asked me today when we were driving up to Kalispell, who's they, Debbie? Did you ask them who they are? And I said, yes. They told me that they're even bigger than the Ascended Masters, that we wouldn't even understand, that I would not even understand if they tried to describe to me who I am talking to. They say you get parts of the person's essence, you get a part of the person's, what some people might say are their angels or fairies or guides, you get people that have passed, but they're saying it's so much more than that. And everything is combined together with mine and theirs and others to get the information. And that's why I'm saying it's the competition. Don't
mm-hmm.
compete because that girl's female, or don't compete because that person's better psychic than you think you are, or because,
right.
or like Susan, you're going to get well known on the radio. Well, then I would say, well, then I'm going to do a radio station too, and I'm going to compete with you. You know what I mean? It's like, why? Just drop it and let's combine
yeah.
together. And you know me, I'm very powerful of trying to help other people rise up to, you know, come with me and I will help you at a show. Come with me and start doing readings. This is what you were meant to do. You start doing your healing.
Mm-hmm.
Start doing your, and I think if we all did that, we would get so much more information. And our spirituality and our essence would be even higher than we could even imagine. Does that make sense, what I was trying to say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny, when you were talking about talking to something that's even higher and not knowing, it's like I'm staring at this thing on my wall, and I'll tell this quick story, and then I guess after that we will get to callers. Once again,
yeah,
thank you, callers, for your patience. And as we said, we intended to talk for a while this time, and so we have. It doesn't take us
yes.
long.
We could talk forever, so.
We could. But I was just going to comment on one thing that was popping right into my awareness as you were talking, because I wanted to share this with you to see what it means to you, is there is a dream catcher on my wall that someone custom made for me. It's very odd, Debbie. It's ostentatious. It's like this garish purple. In fact, when I first saw it, I thought, that's the dream catcher they made for me? But, you know, this person very sincerely made it. And it means something. It's supposed to be this way. It's supposed to be this purpley, feathery, you know, of course it has feathers. It has,
right.
like, purple feathers. I mean, it's unusual. But on the tag that's right in my awareness right now, it says the words, transmutation, listening to the voice of the grandfathers. And apparently, someone who worked on this was literally in tears. I guess she and a friend or something. I don't quite have all the story, but that it was such a powerful energy around this. And I still don't know exactly what that means. Listening to the voice of the grandfathers. It's fascinating because, you know, I've chosen to write about women prophetesses. That's the book that I'm working on that I almost never mention, The Prophetess Legacy.
And yet
it said yes. Yes, and I am making progress. I'm getting closer.
Okay.
And yet here we are listening to the voice of the grandfathers. So I'm not quite sure what that means.
I think it means just exactly what I was saying. It's an essence, vibration, or whatever, source, or whatever you want to call it, that is even bigger than the ascended masters. We don't even have a word for it. We don't even know the vibration of it. I think it's leaking through, and it's coming to people, and we all need to get together, and then we'll get the information and get to a higher realm. They're saying, look at years and years ago, they didn't believe in angels. They didn't believe in... we didn't even know about the DNA. We didn't even know about certain things that is out there, but we just don't know it yet. And the grandfathers are the ascended masters of the ascended masters. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
We have the
you
ascended
know, I,
masters.
The word
that's
elder.
That's our parent. An elder. And the ascended master of that
mind.
Ascended master.
Yes. An
right.
elder.
Right.
As
so
if,
we don't
and
know
some,
that.
Yeah. There's something indigenous about it, too, in the sense that they used to know how to communicate with this energy, you know. And
it's coming through, though. It's coming through. That's,
right,
that's
it is
the thing
now.
Because it is now to millions and millions of people, to healers, to seekers, to intuitive people, to psychics, to mediums, to whatever you want to call these sorts of people. Even everyday people have it. They're just not listening to it. And they're saying they are telling me that that's part of my soul connection, that what I'm bringing through when I do a soul connection is part of this essence of the ascended masters. So
mm-hmm.
it's we don't know. And I'll say to people, I don't know. They'll say, Debbie, you changed my life. What did you do? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just channeling it through. I don't know why it's happening to you. But you're ready for it. When you allow it, it will happen. It will change. And they're bringing people like me, like you, the other people, the millions of other healers and spiritual light workers, whatever you want to call them, to help bring this more information to other people so that they can be happy, healthy, whole, and complete, you know? So, and also they're telling me that it's not the future people. There is people from the past, now, and the future that are all combining together to bring this information.
Yes.
With that said, we were saying that we think that a part of essence of me is part of Molly Brown. I had another person come up to me and say that I look like Kathy Bates again. Not look like
that
her.
That is just so amazing.
I had the energy of Molly Brown, but you kind of remind me of Kathy Bates, who played Molly Brown on the Titanic. I have had this at least four times now, Susan, since the last time we talked.
Wow.
I'm just like, what is
well,
going on?
And
so
I
they're trying to tell me
this-
something.
There's been this Molly Brown energy around me, and that my book cover artist, I don't think he'd mind me saying, although I don't think I've even told him this, but that's okay. I think, and he could very well end up being the artist for your book. You just never know.
Right.
He's a very good artist. He looks like the architect of Molly Brown. And there's something to this. This is actually one of those areas where I have been pursuing proof. In fact, it's something where I began. I haven't spent a lot of time on it recently, but I think I will be called to it again, and that is photographic proof of reincarnation, where you find circles of people who both resemble people in the past photographically, and it's a whole circle, so that you might discover
right.
that there, and then there are life parallels too. I don't think it's a requirement for us to photographically resemble someone. I think it doesn't always happen, but I think
right.
when it does occur, it's like a wink. It's that little bit of proof that maybe you need. And
right.
on another show, I won't do it tonight, but I'll tell my story. In fact, I am going to start probably delving into topics like these more in upcoming shows, and even some of my own research.
When you start talking about that topic, I'd like to be one of the talkers that and talk with the audience about that. Because I'm not saying that I'm the, reincarnated Molly Brown. I don't say that.
We don't know. There's
topic,
some association,
it's part of the essence
though.
Of me. Right.
Yeah, we don't know what it means. All I know is that we start to see odd coincidences. I grew up right next to Molly Brown's summer house. I mean, honestly, I began to wonder if I was Molly Brown.
Right.
But then I kind of ruled that out. You know, I tell you, it's really, you do begin, it's so tempting for us to wonder if we're different well-known people. Now, to be fair, somebody, if you believe in reincarnation, well-known people do reincarnate. So it's possible.
Right.
But, statistically, for everyone to be a well-known person is unlikely.
No, yeah.
So then you
do
get into the essence of who people are. What does it mean?
Bits and pieces of me are maybe a little bit more of Molly Brown, and that's another,
another
show
ultimately,
of what they showed me. Right.
We're everyone. And see, that when that dawned on me one day, is that if you feel someone coming through, that is part of your oneness
with
the multiverse.
Right.
Because we're everyone.
Right. And that's probably what I'm reading when I look at a photo or when I see a person's or vibration around them, the essence around them, that is what I'm reading is the part of me with the part of them. So that's why I say it's part of my they and their they that are communicating together and saying this is what they need to hear in this moment of time. It's kind of funny because when people say, give me a broad reading, I have that a lot because of the psychic readers that, the one bad apple that people come to and then they try to get more and more money off of them. And so they're saying, you're just fishing for answers. And I've had it numerous of times where people, when I'm at an expo or doing readings, they'll just sit down and say, okay, read me. They won't even start talking. And I'll be like, fine, this is what's coming through, boom, 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 boom. And then they're like, ooh, I didn't even say anything to you. And I said, yeah, so that's even more of a confirmation. When I did a reading for the other lady, or a friend of hers passed away, and I said, okay, don't even say a word. Your friend's coming through, boom, 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 boom. I'm thinking it's part of their essence. That's how I would know. Because people are like, how do you do that? How do you know that? I don't know, but maybe that's part of it. It's the part of you and the part of me that are communicating together, the sameness, the oneness. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I mean, and it can be, it can feel somewhat complex to comprehend that, and yet at the basic level, it's not that complex. It really, once you understand our oneness, it begins to make sense. Okay, now I tell you what, we're coming up to the top of the hour. Boy, this is really like a normal radio show. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put out the number again. I'm going to remind people who are out there what they need to have ready. People have been emailing and writing in the chat in different ways, telling me about the pictures that they're sending, and I'm keeping track of when people are calling in. And what I'm going to do, just to give us a chance, give you a chance to kind of shift your energy, is I'm actually going to play a small song to transition from our talk into the readings.
Okay.
And it just so happens, and this actually happened somewhat coincidentally because I happen to have his songs queued up, I'm going to play a song from Bill Foss, who was at the Conscious Life Expo, as a matter of fact, and he manages the stage there and often sings. And he's also going to be on this show next Wednesday at 11 a.m. And I just happened to have his song right at the top of my little queue. So I think that's what I'll do. And then you can get a drink of water and do whatever you need to prepare.
Okay.
And it's about a 3-minute song. It's pretty short.
Okay.
And I will, before I do that, give instructions once again to those who are calling in. The call-in number, once again, is 310-807-5104. We do have a lot of calls queued up already. Anyone who is calling in needs to have sent a photo to Debbie. It can be a photo of a loved one. Why don't you talk quickly about the photos? What are the requirements for the photos?
The requirements are make it the most recent as you can. If you don't, that's fine. If you have a question of someone else, a partner, a child, or even someone that's passed, I need to see a photo of them so I could see their vibration at this time and see if you guys are coinciding. You could be coinciding years ago or in the future and maybe not now. So I need to see your eyes. I'd like to see your face. And most recent, the better. And if it's a natural photo, is better too. The ones that, you know, the photographers take are not as good because that's not you. That's not the essence of you. Vibration of you is not really coming through because they're saying, oh, say cheese. And you're like, yeah, really, cheese. You know, it's not you. So I don't know what it is that the information that is coming through. Danian Brinkley told me that when I do readings, he says that I see the vibration off of your hair, off the oils of your skin, your the oils, again, the blood, the skin, he says, all communicates with me, and that's what I'm getting the vibration from. So that's what Danian told me, so we'll see what happens, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, he has a great energy because he did have multiple near-death experiences, Danian did.
And he said I was a very powerful psychic. He came right to
my booth.
Yeah, so he passed all the other booths, remember? And he said, yes, you are, honey. You are very powerful, and you're very beautiful. And I said, I'll take that. Thank you very much. And he says he hears the vibration off of our skin, off of our hair, and all the things. He says he hears it through his ears. It tells him things. And mine is I see it through my eyes, and it tells me that way. Isn't that cool? See, we
that
all have
is
our
really
own talents.
Cool.
It's just wonderful. Wonderful.
You know, I have never talked to Danian, but I'll tell my little story. I had an unusual experience with him where I was in LA. This wasn't the one that you went to. It was before that. And I was heading a certain direction for my talk, and I walked past Danian Brinkley, and he stopped, and he turned around and was staring at me. And I still don't know what that was about. He didn't say anything. Did not say a word, but, you know, it was only later that I thought to myself, you know, somebody must have said something to him, and I don't know what it was. Maybe I'll get a chance to ask him someday. In fact,
well,
I think I'm going to make a point of that. Just in his current energy, if he'll remember what it is that maybe he wanted to tell me or what it was, because it was a little odd.
You know what he was seeing, honey, and that's what they are telling me right now, and this is going to be a whole new talk, so we got to get to the pictures. The people are complaining. I can hear them. We keep on saying we're going to do the photos, and we're not. But what they said was that you had entities, ET entities, unknown entities floating around in your vibration.
Huh.
I'm not going to say energy. Energy to me is lower vibration. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Everybody else is probably cursing me right now. But that's what they told me. They said it's more than that, Debbie. It's like a totem pole, and energy is a lower verbiage. That word is going to kind of float out, and new verbiage is going to come in through the ascended masters. Do you see what I'm saying? That there's always that key word, organic, vibrational, spiritual. We're going to get new words that are going to replace the energy, and the energy is starting to float away, and new verbiage is coming through. So in your vibration, in essence, around you was, it's almost like metallic symbols from an ancient time, either through Egypt or South America and other planets that are around you and that are trying to communicate with you. So that's what I see. That's what they are telling me that he saw around you.
Okay.
And that's why you had to take a double take. It's like, that's not the norm. That is not the norm. That's why
I don't
you
know.
Need to
I
do
mean, it
communication.
Was an interesting experience. And so anyway, with that said, like you said,
okay.
We could go on that.
Right,
I am
going
to go ahead and play this brief song. It's
okay.
Only 3 minutes, and shift the energy. And then we will get to the phone calls who are patiently waiting. So, so I will be back in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Frontier Beyond Fear. And we're now going to bring Debbie back on the line and then take callers.
Susan?
Here she is. Yes, Debbie.
Hey, everybody. I'm back.
There's a little
lovely
delay there. We got you.
Okay, you got me now?
Yeah, I've got you.
Something that's telling me that I need to tell the people that you can Google Photo Psychic Debbie Griggs. There'll be like 5 pages of all my information on there, and that you can get to my website that way. There's some people that are having problems trying to get to my website.
Mm-hmm.
If you Google Photo Psychic Debbie Griggs and all my information, my YouTube videos, this radio station, will all come up on there, and then you could click on that, or you could click on my email or website, because my email address will be in my website also. Something told me I needed to say that, so that maybe people can find me better.
Yeah,
Not that we don't have people waiting, but.
No, I think sometimes people don't type it in quite right or whatever,
right,
and that's just the easy way to find you. So
right,
we're going to go ahead and bring our first caller on the line who's been waiting very patiently. This person is at area code 609.
Oh,
and,
I thought you were going to do Donna because she's been waiting for a while.
Donna's been waiting too. Yeah, she's just a few down. I've got her. I see her on the list.
Okay.
This one's Anna.
Yeah,
Anna's actually been waiting even longer.
Anna,
what is that?
Anna Marie. Anna Marie.
I don't know, but she said Anna. So and 609. Do you see that?
Yep.
See the picture?
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna.
I got her.
I'm gonna get her queued up here. Hold on a second. Anna, you are on the Frontier Beyond Fear. Are you here?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much.
Can you tell us where you're calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Welcome, Anna.
Hi,
thank
Anna.
Thank you. And hi, Debbie. And I actually sent you 3 different emails when I found out I could send. So if you look at your last email from me, it's got 2 pictures in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was looking at a different one.
From Iron Maiden.
Oh,
you got them? Oh. I'm sorry,
Iron
I'm a
Maiden.
Looney Tune sometimes.
Okay, I see, I got the 2 Anna Maries, but I don't see. Did you just send it?
I just sent it a minute ago.
Okay, so I'm probably not going to get it quite yet. I've got the one where you are wearing a brown and white striped sweater on top of another shirt.
Yeah.
I have that one.
I sent you one with a picture of me, myself, and then a picture of a male.
Someone, okay.
A man.
Yes, someone that you're asking about. I got that.
Oh, you got it?
No, I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh.
It, I guess it's going by snail mail. I don't know what
that happens sometimes.
You know, yeah, because I'm
so
in
do you have any pictures? Do you have some pictures?
Yes, I have 2 pictures of her, but she's asking about another male, and I get that.
Okay.
Because it's better for me to see him. And
no,
then,
I understand.
So maybe go to Donna really fast and then go back to Anna if Anna doesn't mind.
Okay.
Oh,
there's actually,
I don't mind at all.
Okay. All right. Let me, I'm taking these calls in order. So thanks, Anna. We'll be right back with you.
We'll be right back, honey. For sure we'll get you.
Right. And then I wanted to send a note just over the air to Richard, who actually is... he's queued up and ready to go. However, I'm not able to access any photographs on his Facebook page. He had asked me if I could go to his Facebook page. So Richard at area code 715, I'm not quite sure what to say because I can't get to a photo right now. You might try to put one really prominent that's public on there so I can see it or something. Now, the next person I have queued up is actually one before Donna. Donna's in there, and actually we lost that. Oh, you are psychic. Oh, my goodness. Now, see, there's my skeptic coming through, because the person who was ahead of Donna dropped off the line.
Oh, okay.
So there actually was a person ahead of Donna, but that person is no longer there. So Donna really is next. And Donna...
Well, they kept on telling me that Donna would be first, so...
Well, there you go. You know, we just, okay. Far be it from us to resist. Okay, that, so this is Donna at area code 613. So, Donna, I'm about to bring you on.
Hello.
Welcome, Donna. Mm.
I also sent two emails, and just wondering if you received the second one.
There was, yes, one I did.
Oh, you did? Yes. Good.
Yes, I got your second one.
Oh, okay, good.
Where are you calling from, honey?
Ottawa, Canada.
Wow.
Ah, there you go.
Canada. Cool.
Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah.
Welcome. So what is your question?
I'm just wondering what you see for Cameron and I relationship-wise.
Well,
I do have specific questions, but I guess I'll let you maybe.
Well, why don't you, because what is it that you're sad about, that you don't have an understanding exactly? Let me see what they're showing me here. You wanted to go through the straight and narrow, and he doesn't. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You wanted to be, let's go forward and let's just go. Let's just make our plans, do our intention, do our thing, let's just go. He's like, yes, and then he's like, no. Then he's like, yes. And what is it with his career? Because his career is something, either with your work or his work, is interfering with your relationship with him.
I think probably his work. I don't know. I think he's very busy. Businessman.
Okay. Because they're saying that his focus isn't completely on you. It's on other things. But it's not on other people. They weren't saying it's on other people. They were saying it's on other things. That's why I'm saying, what is it with the career? So... because that's the only thing I can think that they're showing me. Let's see what they're showing me here. See, that's the thing. That's exactly what I was trying to say to you, is that you are ready to jump on the river of being committed, on the river of the intention of getting the home, getting the things going in a line, and he's still on the sideline of the bank of the river. He hasn't jumped into the river yet.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes, I do have some.
He's still on the sideline, honey. He's still on the sideline. They're showing me this. It's so funny how they're showing me this, but it's like he's standing on the sideline, and you're like on this rubber raft, going down the raft, and you're like, okay, jump in, you know? And he's like,
yeah,
just kind of watching you going down the river, and you're like, really? You could have jumped in right there at that moment of time. So it's almost like you're going down the river, and he's going to have to run to catch up with you. So your,
yeah,
mindset, your intention is a little further down the river than his. He would have to turn his focus. They're showing me, I'm even turning my head at the same time, like you can see me, all goopy. But I'm turning my head, and it's like, okay, I have to drop this that is taking a lot of my vibration away from me, my intention away from me, and to look up and see the diamond that is standing in front of me. Not saying that he doesn't, but he just doesn't see a couple of the sparkles of it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, polish the diamond, you know, or polish your glasses and see what is there. Because what is it with the three? How long have you guys been together?
Well, we've been talking on and off for like 2 years.
Okay. They're saying that with the three, that's when you're going to go, I'm off or on. They're saying you're not going to completely let go of this cord. You're not going to completely let go of this relationship. You're going to see if he is going to change.
Yeah.
How old is he?
45.
I was just going to say, I should have said it. Why don't I do that? Okay, this is... this is the year that he will either switch or he won't switch, honey. Most of the time they'll say, this is it. They will not change. This is the way they are. I just did that today for a reading. With him, he is on the edge of the bank. And he could either leap off the bank or he'll turn around. They're showing me, like, on a computer, you know, how you get the little men kind of dancing yeah. around, and then you can change them, or he'll turn around. Something is going to happen, and I will never, ever tell anybody what to do, but it's almost like I'm not going to say that you threaten him or you say, or I'm going to leave, but something is going to happen that is going to make him turn the dial a little bit to make it clear to see, oh, she is pretty adamant about what she's saying. I don't know if he has already told you that he says he can't give you everything that you want. He will never be the whole thing that you want him to be. This is the way he is, but I'm not saying that he will not commit. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this is his personality. He will not always focus on you. If you are not comfortable being very independent, then, and not doing it together like a lot of other couples, it would not be a normal, true relationship that, you know, you see people doing, which a lot of relationships are not going that way anymore. But do you see what I'm saying? It's not going to be the traditional yeah. relationship where you're doing everything together. That will never, ever happen with this man. That will never, ever happen that way. Right?
I'm used to that. I am very independent.
Okay,
I just need this reassurance.
Right. They're saying if you can handle him being the way he is and that the focus will not always be on you, then it will work. They're saying that within 3 years, you're saying two, so you're going to give it another year. You're going to be very patient. And if he isn't to the part where you think he's 100% involved or involved enough, then you're going to leave him. It won't be the other way around. Because
yeah.
he's content with the way it is. He's content. He doesn't want to jump in the raft right now. He's content with the way it is. What's the problem? I don't see any problem. I think we're getting along great. Sure, you know, I might be doing work a lot, but I care for you. I love you. I'm very attracted to you. He's very attracted to you. He likes you a lot. He likes your talks when you have your talks. He likes the quiet time. There is no gap in there. It's just the gap of getting more attention from him, and I don't see that happening. So did I answer your question?
I just have a few specific questions. We're not
okay.
talking right now. We had a disagreement like about a month ago, and
okay.
so he pretty much blocked me out of his life. So I'm just wondering if he will come back around and communicate with me again.
Right, and I see that happening sooner or later. But it's going to be more in his terms.
Will
it's almost like saying, don't chase him. He needs to chase you.
Will he kind of, do you know when he might come around?
See, they're saying within 2 months that you'll hear from him.
Is that two
See,
months from when we stopped speaking or 2 months from now?
I don't know. They just said 2 months. So is it a month from now that you said? I'm thinking it's from 2 months from when you stopped speaking with him.
Well, we stopped. It's been a month.
It's been a month? Okay, so then it's another month then.
Okay.
So is that why I see that you're sad? Is that the part that you're
yeah.
sad about?
Yeah.
Okay. Because,
sadness,
like I said before,
yeah.
the first thing I saw was sadness in your eyes. The spirits are saying you need to breathe a little bit. You're kind of, you know, you're not taking in the air. You're not, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So we don't need to go into that. But they're
so
saying breathe. At least breathe a little bit.
Will he step forward and contact me then? Like, should I should probably wait.
I say wait. I say back off a little bit and wait. Like I said, he is so on, they keep on showing me him on the banks. It's
yeah.
like, this must be the thing that they're showing me that is going to make, either he's going to switch it or not. And his intentions are not always to the best. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like when he gets hurt, he hurts. And when you hurt him, he stings back. And he knows what it is that will make you sting. Do you see what
yeah.
I'm saying? He knows exactly where to poke you. Some people, they always do the same thing for every person. He's very intelligent in that way that he knows where to poke you. Okay? I need to get on to other readers, but
can I
that's
just ask,
what I see.
Do you see ongoing communication between him and I?
I see it, but it might not be the whole communication that what you think it's going to happen. Like all of a sudden we're going to communicate and then it's going to get back to the way it was. I don't see that. I see it's going to have to go, you're going to have to give and take a little bit to get it to going again. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, do you see a thing?
It's not like, you know, where you call up and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, yeah, we're the best of friends again, and, you know, connect, 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 connect. I don't see that. He's going to be testing the waters, and that's where you're seeing the thing of, well, that's where you're going to be, I don't know, he's not giving me enough. He's not going to give you, go ahead.
Do you see us seeing each other in person within the next year or 6 months?
They're saying a year. See, that's where the thing is. That's where everything is going to happen within a year, and then they're showing me a year where the decision is either you're going to make it or break it kind of thing. Because he's in another country, right?
No, he's in the same country.
He's in Canada?
He's just 5 hours away.
Oh, okay. Well, that's another country to me, but okay, because they were showing me him being in another country. Does he do something that where he could be in another country?
I don't know. Possible. Like, I mean, he is a businessman, but
okay.
He hasn't told me specifically that I'm traveling. But,
okay.
But he is 5 hours away from me.
Okay. Because I just see him being in another country or going to another country. So I don't know if he's going somewhere in another country as a business thing or if he's coming back or if he's going to move. But they're showing me another country, so...
But so maybe within the next year we may see each other? Or?
I'm thinking within the next year.
So
but do not, if you go after him, then he's gonna cut the cord. Do you see what I'm saying? If you get pushy, kind of like, you know, stocky kind of thing, it's like I would back off and say, you know, let's communicate about what we had before, we're calmed down now. I'd wait like another two weeks, and see if he communicates with you. But I'm thinking within the two-month period, there'll be some communication.
So I should let him step forward, and you think he will?
That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
All righty, I need to let you go, dear.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Okay. Did you receive the email from Anna yet?
Anna Marie. Yep,
just checking.
I got it.
Okay, well then we'll bring Anna back on since she was one of our early callers.
Okay, I got that.
Anna, are you there?
Yep.
I'm here waiting patiently.
Yes,
oh,
you are. Well, it sounds like your email came through, so
yep, I got
we're
it.
Ready to go.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm excited.
Good. Okay, what's the question, honey?
Well, I'm supposed to go see Andrew the end of the month. He's stationed in North Carolina, and I just kind of want to know how it's going to turn out.
Well, what's the communication that you're having with him now?
We talk on the phone.
Okay.
I'm in New Jersey, so.
Oh, that's right. You're in New Jersey, and he's in North Carolina?
Uh-huh.
With the service? Is he in the service?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because they're showing me service. And I was going to say, if it's not him, then there's some relative around him that's with the service. He thinks you're drop-dead gorgeous. He thinks you are just the creme of the creme, you know what I mean? They're showing me Pepe Le Pew. Remember Pepe Le Pew? That just kind of like, ooh, darling,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You're going to love his smile. You love his eyes. You're going to love the way he has a tilted on his lips when he smiles, it's kind of like an Elvis thing, you know, one side kind of goes up and the other side goes down, right? And
yeah. I love everything about him. I mean, we've been together for, you know, 3
right.
years. He's been on and
but
off for us, too.
Right, but what they're showing me is that, the attraction, that
mm-hmm.
vibration of that. And I see it going good. I don't see it. Is this the most recent picture of him?
That's from 2 years ago.
And you guys were going very well in 2 years ago, right?
Well, it was on and off then, too. I mean, we're just really starting to get back together now.
I see it being good, honey. I see it being good. It's almost like you both kind of step back a little bit. They're giving me that verbiage that you hear all the time, or the phrase you always hear all the time, instead of being in the forest, you're on the outside looking inside the forest. You both have stepped back a little bit and seen the whole picture again, correct?
Yeah. Well, he's still kind of like with the phone calls, not as, you know, he says he's going to call, he doesn't call, and I just like blow it off. But you know what? I get so much synchronicity.
Correct.
It's crazy.
Synchronicity is telling you confirmation, honey. And the synchronicity is that your vibrations are adjusting to each other. It's almost like, yes, he doesn't call, but you, like you said, you blow it off. He knows you're going to blow it off. It's like you don't want to waste your time and energy, that people say, with that. You're like, that doesn't matter to me. I want to communicate.
Right.
I want to get together. I want to get together, and I want our vibration to be with the vibration. That's what they're saying is you're stepping back. The little things are not going to bug you as much. And it's almost like when he does something that will piss you off, excuse my language, then you go, you know what? I'm not really going to waste my time on this. This is not that big of a deal. It's almost a child act. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like when the child does a little tantrum, you know it's going to only last for 5 seconds or whatever.
Right.
And then you'll be like, really, are you done yet? So I see it going good.
Yeah, I just want him to grow, you know, spiritually and, you know, just grow in a
mature way. But spiritually, honey,
also.
He's behind you. I'm not saying that you're better than him spiritually, but you know so much more than he does, and I don't even know if he'll ever catch up. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's almost like what I said to the other girl. It's almost like I said to the other girl, it's like you're almost going to have to accept that. I'm not saying that he is not going to grow spiritually, because he is. They're showing me that he's going to grow immensely. But at the same time, you're not going to stay where you're at, honey. You're going to keep on growing, too. So it's almost like he's never really going to catch up. I'm not saying that you're better than him. I'm not saying he's lower than you.
Right.
That is not what I say when I say these things, because people get mad. It's like, oh, you're saying, no, that's not what I'm saying. We all have our abilities and different things. It's almost like if you turn to him and teach him, and there's going to be some things he doesn't want to learn, it's okay. Just let it go. Because you know what? It's going to catch up with him a year later. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So just
as long as
that's why there's
a better person.
Right. He has, within the 2 years, has grown a lot. He has grown a lot. And you know that. They know that.
Yeah.
Your vibration knows that. So when you get together, you're going to see a little more maturity of him. You're going to see a little more to him. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
More.
That's,
before
that's
he was too fluffy.
Right.
So they're showing me him now being, okay, now you got some of that to you, and now I can trust you, I can rely on you. Before, you couldn't do that because he was too bushy,
right.
Too fluffy.
Well,
he's getting more of the stableness.
Right. I think his father's death, too, also, like, opens him. So I think that has a lot to do.
Right. Was his father in the service?
His father was in the service before. It was in the National Guard.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He is around him a lot. He is around him a lot, honey.
Yeah.
And it's almost like he's the one that's kind of kicking him in the butt, like, hey, bud, look what you got here. And that's what, like you said, has taught him that. Not saying with his death and da-da-da, it's almost like his father's essence is around him, and his father whispers in his ear. I would bet that he hears his name when he, and he turns around like, who called my name? It's his dad that's calling his name. Okay? Or he gets a, like a tap. And I don't know why they're showing me him tapping him on the head, kind of like, you know, kind of like the fisting thing, like, you know how you know when you kind of like a Rocky, you know, you're going to punch somebody but you don't, and then they go, ooh, you know, that kind of thing, ooh. It's like his dad's kind of doing that kind of thing to him, okay, like stalking him in the shoulder and like, hey, bud, you know, that kind of thing, okay? So the reason I know that is because he has the eyes of the knowledge and the truthfulness in his eyes are the same that are through his father, and his father, they're showing me other males too, other males that have passed that are coming through, that is bringing that essence through him, and that's where he's getting a lot of his knowledge. It's not like he's going to get his spiritual knowledge just from you, and I'm not saying it in an egotistical way, but he's learning it from the spiritual realm too. Do you see what I'm saying?
Good. Yes, I'm okay. So happy. That's making me really, really happy.
It is. It's good.
Really quick, the synchronicity type things, what do they actually mean? I mean, is that
what,
like
that you're on the right path,
a confirmation?
Honey.
I'm on the right path.
Yep,
okay.
Confirmation. You're on the right path. You're going through the... See, when people say they see deja vu, they're saying, oh, is that from a past life? To me, it's telling you that you saw the chart that you wanted to go through, and they are showing you, that's what they tell me when I say to them, you've been getting a lot of deja vu, they're like, yeah, but it's really weird things that they're showing me. It doesn't matter. They're confirming you that you're going on the path that you chose before you came here. Not saying that they were taking away your free will and free choice. See, that's just like the girl that I did the reading for before. Her boyfriend is debating. He's in the fork of the road, choosing, just like you. But yours, you are going with the contract that you first came with when you came here on Earth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's
and I'm
what
so
that's
happy.
All saying. Well, good.
I'm so happy I'm done with that contract.
Well, good. I'm glad. Woohoo! Okay.
Well,
thank you so much.
Yeah, I don't want to keep you any longer.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening. If I could stay on, if you could just mute me so I could listen, that would be wonderful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll keep you on the line so
okay.
you can listen.
Well, thank you.
All right. Blessings to you both. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Yeah, blessings to
Bye.
You.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, that's an interesting aspect of this show is that it's technically a teleconference as well as an online show. Anyone can call the main number, 310-807-5104, no matter where you are, and listen to the show. And there is a way for people to say, you know, that they're just listening versus they have a question. So that's always a nice reminder. In fact, I should really put that on my webpage, too, to remind people that you can do this. Because sometimes you're away from the computer and you may want to listen to a show. You never know. So anyway, with that said, let's look down the list here. I'm still awaiting a photo from Richard and haven't heard back from him, so we'll wait on that one. If you see one from Richard, let me know in between
I don't see any from
people.
Richard.
Okay. So that means that the next person on the list, actually I think, to time this out well, although it's always a little tricky to do this, we have someone in the chat. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring another caller on, but I'm also going to ask two people in the chat to respond within the time that we're working with the next caller, just so that I know you're there. And those two people are Kimberly and Jay. In fact, it looks like we may have lost Jay. Yeah, and I just want to know that they're there. But meanwhile, we're going to go to another call, which is at area code 337. I don't have a name for this person, so can you see anything in your list with area code 337?
7th, yep. I've got Gemini Diva.
Yeah, that's also a person in the chat as well. So that one is next. So we'll be bringing Gemini Diva on right now. Hello, Gemini from the chat. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. Where are you calling from?
Louisiana.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Gemini.
Hi. I got a reading from you a year ago, and I'd been looking for you for the longest, and I just happened to see you on Blog Talk tonight, and I'm so excited.
Oh, great. So what is your question?
My question was more or less along the lines of past life. And the reason why I think I'm going to go with this is because I had a reading done where they picked up that I was like some kind of priestess in a past life. And
what do you mean by priestess?
Dealing with healing. Because in this lifetime now, I'm being drawn to holistic healing. I'm even going back to school like my PhD. My degree in psychology. So I just wanted to see what can you pick up just by, you know, hearing what I'm saying and looking at my picture.
Well, they're showing me with you that you are almost living two lives at one time right now. Do you feel like you get a little confused? It's like, okay, wait a minute, I got to get my bearings here and a lot of people get that, but they're showing me that you are almost living two lifetimes at a time. We are the ones that put the time in. There is no time. Do you see what I'm saying? Everything's happening in this moment in time. That's what they say. I see a connection with you in a tribal situation. Did I tell you that before?
No, because the picture I sent you was me and someone else. But
I see you in Egypt. I see you in the Middle Eastern area. I see Egypt. I see Mediterranean area. I see that you also were in, jeepers, what are they trying to show me? Salt, sand, and water resonates with you. You lived in, it was on Earth, but we don't know what the name is. People say it's Atlantis or that, but it's, you lived in that lifetime, and you could do many, many things with your body. It's almost like you could make it disappear, come alive, get taller, get thinner. It's bizarre what they're trying to show me.
Like a shapeshifter. Like a shapeshifter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you would help other people with their essence and vibration and help them shape their intentions and bring in the vibrations and essence or whatever it is that people call energy into the person and to help that bring their intentions in and heal them and bring them to a higher realm. Does that make sense? So here you in this lifetime with the two lifetimes that you are bringing in. So sometimes you bring this essence to you, that lifetime, the Egypt lifetime into you, and the lifetime now. So they're saying that you could communicate. You could do what people call energy healing. You don't even need to touch the person, honey. You could sit there and talk to the person, and this is what they're showing me. So I don't. If it doesn't make sense, I'm trying to figure out.
It does make sense because I thought I was crazy because it's like all these things are becoming. I'm not lying to you. Since we started with 2012. I don't know what's been happening to me. These things have been coming. It feels like when I go to bed, I'm going somewhere else, and I'm doing a lot of healing work, doing a lot of stuff, and then I wake up, and it's like, wow, what's going on with
me? It's bringing the information to you. You are getting bits and pieces of the healing. You will be able to do it verbally with people, just like me being a psychic, me being a healer of the word. Or me bringing the soul connection essence through somebody, but I'm doing it through wording. You can do it through wording, and you could also do it through sending energy, vibration, or essence through the palms of your hand. You don't need to touch the person. But it's almost like when you're talking to the person, then you send the energy at them at the same time with your hands, you are releasing the problem of the situation, or you can see the situation. They're talking it out, talking it out, talking it out, talking it out. It's almost like you say to them, God, they're showing me so much stuff. I'm sorry, I'm so blocky here.
Oh, that's okay.
They're saying,
that's
it's like
okay.
You're saying to them, okay, they want to be healthy. Say they have cancer. And you say to them, okay, we're going to say, I'm healthy, whole, and complete. And the person's going, I'm healthy, whole, and complete. You say to them, you're healthy, whole, and complete. We are healthy, whole, and complete. And at the same time, you're sending vibrational energy from your hands to the person to help them heal. And
mm-hmm.
so it's your essence and their essence combining together to give them healing. Does that make sense?
And that's what, yes, that's what I'm doing now. I didn't know where
okay,
it came
bingo,
from.
Okay, then keep on going it, honey. That's the thing to do.
Okay.
Keep on doing it.
Okay.
And they're going
to,
at night, they're sending you more information of which direction to go.
Exactly. This is, and I'm not trying to cut you off, but it's just that I'm so excited. Right now, I've been trying to focus on, like, my school, and I got this home-based business, and it's like I have to sometimes go out in nature just to gain
right.
some clarity, because it's like I want to do my home-based business, but my customers, they're so, they pull a lot of energy out of me, and I have to go out in nature and just kind of walk around
right.
a little bit. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, what – go ahead.
That's why they're showing me you're living two lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
One lifetime is doing the clients, da-da-da-da. The other lifetime is doing the healing.
Okay.
So, and people could say, oh, well, you can say that with anybody. No, that's not the case. I am working a day job to help pay for the bills. That is not my purpose, though. That is not
mm-hmm.
my purpose. My purpose was there to help people at the job. My purpose is to do this, the healing, the readings. Your purpose is to do both, honey.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Your two jobs that we call jobs, they don't call it that, what we call two jobs, you are to do that. You are supposed
mm-hmm.
to be doing that because your one job is helping people and the other job is helping other people. And they're both bringing you great joy.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
See, like my job, not saying that the day job isn't giving me joy, but I am immense joy doing this. So they're
uh-huh.
saying it's okay. Kind of breathe and let it happen. It's okay to have the two things going. They're going to coincide and then all of a sudden become one whole job. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Your healing, in essence, combines with your other job. That's what they're saying. It's all really one job, but it's two, what we would call two separate entities. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say to you?
Yeah. Do you see where, because I'm getting excited about the energy work, and I wish I could spend almost all my time doing it, but of course I got to take care of the mundane.
Doing energy work, right. You're doing energy work with your other work, though, honey. You
yeah.
don't realize it, but you're doing energy work with your other work.
Okay.
It's combined okay. together. It is combined together. Is it going to turn to what you want? Yes. But it's going to
okay.
take a little bit. It's taking a little bit. They're giving you the information. They're bringing the people to you. They are bringing you the words to say to the person. Because you, just like I'm saying to you, you're like, yes, 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 that's what I'm supposed to hear. I'm
mm-hmm.
just channeling the confirmation for you. You do that the same thing. You could be with your day job or your other job, and you'll say something to somebody, and they'll say, that's just what I needed to hear, correct?
Uh-huh.
Or thank you for that hug. Thank you for that smile. Thank you for that da-da-da-da. You're healing with your other job just as much as you are with your spiritual healing. It is all going to combine together.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's all going to combine together. You're going to be able to do both and get joy doing both.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it. See, the reason I have to bring myself up is because my day job, I'm working in an archery place. I don't even hunt. So that's not my purpose.
Uh-huh.
Your purpose, your plan, your contract is to do the two jobs right now. You're living the two lives right now, and it's okay. Just kind of back, you know, if it gets too, they're saying to send the same happiness and joy with both jobs, okay?
Okay.
And it's going to switch. You're going to get off the two horses. You're riding two horses right now. You'll be letting go of the other horse and just riding one horse, okay? I see it happening.
Good.
I see writing with you too, honey. Yes.
Okay.
Because words for you are healing from you.
You see me like doing writing books, or just maybe.
I see you writing books. I see you writing articles. I see you journaling things. Things that come to you, you'll get information. Start writing it down, even if it's a sentence, because you're getting information, right?
Okay. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. So
paper all over the place.
That's right. See, now keep the pieces of paper because you can combine it and put it into a booklet, a book, or whatever you need to have to do. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So do you go to a church?
No, I.
Or
well,
you have
I
a place where you go? You have like a spiritual group or someone that
I've been. Well, this is what I've been attracted to. It looks like at least 3-4 days a week because I want to get into back into healthy, you know, movement and cardio and everything. So what I've been attracted to do was they have this this place where the chapel, they have a lot of seating in there, and it's quiet and pray. I've been doing that, and I go out in nature, and I exercise, and I meditate.
Okay, because I'm seeing the chapel thing, because I was like, well, wait a minute, then there's some kind of spiritual thing because they're showing me, they showed me that, so... Keep on doing that.
Saying
keep on doing that.
Okay. Because I've been, it's like I'm just, it's not even just wanting to go. It's like a lot of times it could be 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm compelled to go and pray. And I just go.
Right.
Is there a reason why it's compelling me to go there?
Because it's giving you information. It's downloading information into you. You might not hear it at that time, but that information, like I was saying to Susan, you can only take so much in this substance that we call a body. You are only allowing so much to come in, and it's like it would over-encompass you because you're riding the two horses and you're living your life and you're doing your thing. So they're saying, okay, we cannot get you to sit still. You're doing so much stuff. So when you go pray, you're like in a meditative state. You're asking for the things. You're praying for this, and that, them, these, because you think of others a lot, they're at the same time downloading information into you that you will use in the future and that you use in the moment of time. Okay?
Okay.
I need to let
Thank
you go, sweetie.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Okay. Can I keep this kind of moving along? Richard, did you see the photo from Richard?
I
just sent
photos.
It to you. Okay. He's been waiting a long
time,
so I'm going to... Well, I sent you a link, and then I just sent it to you directly, thinking it might be easier. So just go to the one that I sent attached.
Yep. It
should be pretty small. Okay.
So
I'm going to bring Richard on the line now. Richard, are you there?
Yes, hello?
Yes,
hello.
Welcome.
Hi, Richard.
I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry that you weren't able to see the typing in the chat. I'm not sure what was going on with that. I'm glad that you're here and we have your picture.
Okay.
So what's your question, Richard?
If you see my music leading to a career, and I'm also asking that because when I'm practicing, I'm regularly feeling somebody touching my hand and hear my name called. At times it feels like somebody sit down beside me, and I've even seen my guitar move on its own.
Okay, so they're saying that you did music in another lifetime. Okay? You always had music in you. So what are you trying to... Because they're saying that there's more than just one modality of, like, performing music. Are you writing music? Are you doing... Because they're showing me notes floating in the air, and but they show me letters going with it. So are you writing music?
I've just... Yeah, when I'm practicing, I regularly hear music in my head, so I've started writing a lot of it down.
Yes, they're saying write it down. That is where that writing of the music that they're showing me that's floating in the air was with you in another lifetime. You were very, very good at it, but you, in that lifetime, you got sick when you were in your 30s and you passed away. And so how old are you?
52.
Okay. So I bet you had a switch when you were in your 30s, right?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Something happened in your 30s because you passed away in that lifetime, and that vibration of knowing with your music wants to come through you. So, yes, I can see you going in different modalities of music. You would be lost without music. If you could not play it, hear it, feel it, have the vibration of music, you would feel like you were lost and that you wouldn't have a purpose to live, correct?
Yeah, I would. Music's very important to me.
Yep. Just keep on going, honey. Just keep on going. And if you hear, take a right, take a right. Do you see what I'm saying? You're doing the same thing. You're starting to, you're allowing the voices, the information to come to you, and they're saying that sometimes that they got to poke you a little bit and say, well, you need to go here, or you need to talk to that person, or you need to write this letter down, or you should, you know, because I'm not going to tell you should, need, or you have to do this, but it's like people that have passed, your essence of a past life, the spirits of you are saying this is your, I mean, they're just showing me that it's just like there is no space for anything else in you except your music, and to listen to the information that is coming to you. So if you feel like you need to go somewhere or write some music and want to present it to somebody, do it. Even if other people are going, no, that's crazy. You're never going to go anywhere with that. You're not going to do anything with that. You're too old, or you know, why are you shifting now? Don't listen to it, honey. Don't listen to it. You listen to your inner guide, and it's going to send you forward, okay?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. That's actually why I picked up the guitar a couple of years ago, because I had an overwhelming need to pick it up and start to learn to play.
Yep. It's telling me, I don't get this too often. I've gotten this with my son because he's in acting, and it's like, of all careers, why? But it's almost like it's embedded in you. It was embedded in you the day you were born, okay? Music, verbiage, the sound of someone's voice, the sound of someone reading a story, the sound of someone doing poetry is like music to you. Everything is a music form to you. If you don't like the sound of something, you're like, oh. So you're probably like Danielle Brinkley. When you see somebody, it's not when you don't like them, it's not exactly the way they look. You just hear the sound of them. You don't like the sound of them. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's almost like someone cracks, like chewing gum, and you don't like that. You know, it's like, oh, God, you need to get away from me kind of thing, right? So that's the confirmation of to continue where you're going and to go move forward and bring the other modalities in. Okay?
Yeah, I've even been thinking about moving. Yeah, I've been thinking about moving back to the L.A. area. Yeah.
Yep. I see it. Because where are you now?
I'm in Wisconsin, but I grew up in Denver, but I was born out in the L.A. area and have some family and music land figuring out L.A. would be the better place.
Right. Wisconsin isn't doing it, honey. Not saying that you don't like it. No, you need to go to L.A. You need to go south.
Yeah, I don't particularly like it out in Wisconsin. I like the, I want to be back into warm weather and at the beach.
Yep. So do I. But no, and I will be down there soon, very soon. But no, they're saying the information that you needed to, it's almost like it was a breaking point for you, a kind of a downtime for you in Wisconsin now to turn around and go back to L.A. It'll work out.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, people are going to start coming up to you. You'll be like, wow, because you're allowing it to happen. Boy, this whole show is about allowing. So the minute you make the move, it's like you told the universe, okay, I'm ready. Bring it on. Okay?
Yeah. Actually, that's when I started feeling the most amount of things around me, including that, you know, regularly I'll get that spiderweb feeling come across. Falling across my face, and or it feels like somebody's actually trying to guide my hand when I'm playing.
Yep, and that's information coming into you. See, when I get the spider thing in my face or that kind of thing in my face, it's because a spirit's trying to talk to me. They're trying to get my attention. And sometimes I'll be in a store or a grocery store, a department store, and I'm sitting there trying to trying to, people are looking at me like I'm, you know, the Three Stooges going, woo-doo-doo-doo-doo, you know, because I'm trying to get this web off my face. And it's like, really? Right here? You got to tell me the information? And that's what they do with you. It's like they're going to give you the information and give you the tug maybe in really odd times, but it doesn't matter. They're just trying to give it to you. And it's going to come to you really fast when you get down to L.A. There might be a little spur time of trying to regroup and get grounded, but boom, all of a sudden you will meet one person and then other things are going to start showing your way, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually made a couple contacts already on my Facebook page with some professional agents and people who work in the music industry. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm sorry to interrupt, guys, but we're about to go offline on the online version of the show. Thank you, Richard, for calling
Richard.
In. Yep. And what we're going to do, we've got someone in the chat who's waiting for a reading. I'm going to go ahead and let you give it offline. She won't be able to hear it till later. Just do a quick reading. But before this goes offline, I want to tell people, and we just have a few left. Are you able to stay into the overtime for a little bit, Debbie?
Me? Oh, yeah. We've done it before.
Okay, good.
So
all right,
the question?
So let me tell people what they need to do then before it goes off. You need to call 310-807-5104 to listen to the teleconference overtime portion of this show, or the entire show will be in the archive later, right after it completes. So this is for anyone who wants to continue listening. The chat will remain active. You can still go to the chat. If it drops off, you can access it from the main Blog Talk Radio page. So I'll keep the chat open. And we're getting real close to the end. I'm going to talk real fast. I just want to let anyone that's going offline now to find Debbie by Googling. Actually, I'll just spell out your site really quick.
Okay.
We're not going to have time. Just Google Debbie Griggs, Photo Psychic. Debbie
Photo
Psychic.
Debbie Griggs.
Okay. So, and that's about all we're going to be able to say. Or go to frontierbeyondfear.com. There's a link to the page. All right, so now we're in overtime. what I want you to do is we're going to do this one kind of quick. It's actually someone who, I think it's someone who had said they may want to contact you. Yes, looking forward to contacting about a longer reading. So what I'm going to have you do is just do a very brief reading. For this person, you won't be able to do a whole lot. They're still going to be listening. They just can't be on the phone. And
I don't know the question.
Well, I will tell you. This comes from Skywriter. And you should have gotten a photo of Skywriter's grandmother. Actually, I'm not sure if Skywriter is male or female.
Yes.
Yep. And then a photo is this a, it feels, I'm not going to say. I might guess wrong if it's male or female energy. But nowadays there's so much balanced energy you don't know. But there should be two photos, one of the grandmother and the question there, does she have any messages for me? So that's a medium one. And if this is something you feel that is more something you'd like to address offline, this person already said that they will be looking for a longer reading with you. And then the other question was, there's a photo of this person, and where do you see my relationship going? So I would suggest
probably need to
fairly
see the
brief
person that they're having a relationship with.
Okay, so so maybe just the grandmother then, if you see anything, just real quick, and then they'll talk to you offline.
Well, with grandmother, what I see is that there is different, that she is saying, I don't know, they're showing me around her chest area, so I don't know if she died from that or something, but and she also had someone waiting for her on the other side when she passed. But anyways, the grandmother is saying that the grandmother is telling me that there is a shift right now of the person is going to be at a fork in the road of making major changes, and once they make the fork in the road, she's saying that there is going to be massive changes, like move, home, maybe even work. I mean, just massive changes. It's going to be like boom, 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 boom. And it's that fork at the road where the person needs to change. It's almost like if a job says, we could give you a job opportunity in another state, you know, Florida or South or, you know, another state of where they're at or even another country. I don't know what they're trying to show me, but it's far away. And that there will be massive changes, but it will be for the better. They think that they're when they're at the fork of the road that they are choosing, but what they're going to choose is the right choice. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I always
well,
ask that. I keep on saying, does that
right
make sense? Because what the information they give me is so hard. Sometimes I have to try to figure it out. It's like, you need to give it to me a little easier. But that's what they're saying is that the person feels that they're at a fork of the road.
Uh-huh.
If they choose to stay where they're at, it will be the same. Everything will be the same. They're not putting a different mixture into the ingredients. They're saying that the choice that they make, but here comes that part where I was talking about before, is I see major, the grandmother's saying that there's major changes coming up and that they're going to be there because there's going to be some up and down. It's not going to go as smooth as you think, but it's going to be better. The person is going to come to a higher, brighter living. Do you see what I'm saying? They're going to be happier at the end.
Absolutely.
Of the okay? She All also
right.
says that she does something with the feet. Tickles the feet, does something with the feet, pulls in the socks, something with the feet. I don't know what it is with the socks, feet, at night, touching. It's like kind of like, you know what I mean? I don't know what it is. They're saying that she had very joyful, in which she is in the picture, but sometimes she would forget things. There were certain things that she just didn't get. Okay, and it was almost like she went to a childlike manner towards the end there. That she had a childlike manner around her, and I don't know if that was, if she would show that or if she didn't show that. I can't see. But do you see, say some people just don't have that childlike in them, and she did. She could have that childlike joking, and she could do the one zinger kind of thing. Bing, you know, like someone would say something, and then she would have a zinger of a joke kind of thing. So.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, and it sounds like this person can hear you on the line. I'm not sure. Okay. I'm a little confused as to who's able
right.
to listen in or not, but in any case, I think that will be helpful, and this person will be contacting you, apparently,
okay.
for a deeper reading.
Does this person say that resonates with them? Are they
yes.
typing you or not?
Yes, they're typing. Here's what they typed. Very true. So,
okay. Got it.
And
so
that was her, yes.
Okay.
So,
good.
Clearly it
so then
resonated.
I got with the vibration. That's the only thing.
You
the
did.
Information.
It's a little. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say it's a little challenging when they're in the chat, and you can
right.
really pick up on them either way. So.
So see now. So people can't say I'm doing a cold. You know, I'm doing a cold reading. I'm not reading his. voice of, you know what I'm saying? I'm
That's
not doing
right.
where he's going.
It's right.
This is definitely a straight reading because I'm not even hearing
Absolutely.
Their voice or nothing.
You can't even, you have no connection at, or no direct
I have no connection at all.
Connection.
I'm just looking at a photo and
But
telling
energetically,
you exactly
it's always there because there's a real
right.
person behind the chat. Yeah, that's powerful.
So
okay.
How, see what I'm saying? Not
oh,
trying
absolutely.
To get my ego thing, but that's what
oh,
I'm
no,
saying.
Oh, no,
where
it's
people are
important.
Going all the time, oh, you're just reading them or you're trying to feed
Oh, they always say that about
yeah.
all psychics, the skeptics
yeah.
do. I mean,
yeah.
So, all right, well, then I'm going to go ahead and thank the person in the chat, and now we're going to go
okay.
to the next call, someone who's been in the chat for a while and is also on the line. And
okay.
this person is Jay. So,
oh, okay,
Jay
now
on.
We're going to go to Jay.
Yeah, do you see Jay?
Okay.
Hello, Jay, are you there?
Hello.
Well, thank
Hi.
You, Jay, for waiting so patiently.
Yeah, I'm looking at the clock. It's like 2 hours, wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's becoming like calling coast to coast anymore, I think.
Right.
That's right.
I don't know if that's
yeah.
good or bad.
Well, we get this every time I'm on the show.
It's
like it's we do the
true.
Three-hour thing, and I still don't get everybody, so. Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just really discouraged right now. Kind of aspect
okay,
of my life right now. So.
What is the question that you have?
Yeah, I just wondered why. Well, I was trying to do my part of my job right now, and I'm just getting. I have a very bad boss right now, and he got violent, directed energy at me, and didn't apologize for his actions to me. But he apologized to the rest of the other people, but didn't apologize to me. And that kind of shook me. But I'm doing my best to stay away from him because he might turn violent on me. So.
Right. What is it that you're doing?
Oh, I'm a technician.
You're a technician?
Yes.
For computers or?
Yeah, for computers.
Okay, because they're showing me that you're more knowledgeable than what you're letting out, and that you will, if you choose, so now here you're at the fork of the road, but you can choose it to find another job. You could find another job within, they're showing me two. So I don't know if that's 2 weeks or 2 months.
Right.
But you will find it sooner than you would think. Okay?
Okay.
The knowledge that you have, another company wants that knowledge. And that you will be able to bring more knowledge through than what you're doing now. Okay? You're not getting validated at this job. You're not getting listened to at this job. It's almost like you're part of the furniture, they're showing me. And I know people are going to say, oh, well, he told you, he's a boss, da-da-da-da. But it's even with the other people. It's like your vibration is not resonating with the other people's vibration, not saying that you're better, I'm not saying that they're better. They're saying that this other place, is this a smaller company or is this a bigger company?
Well, it's across Canada. So we got about probably about 12 employees here. So,
okay.
But in the service area, we don't have that many, maybe five.
Okay, because I see you in a smaller section. Do you see what I'm saying? You might even go to a place where the service might be even smaller.
Right.
I see more one-on-one. I see more communication. I see you bantering with other people to get more information. Oh, no, that's how this goes. No, this is how that goes. Oh, really cool. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I see people validating you more and listening and are more attuned to want to listen to you. That job is out there for you if you choose and desire to go on that path. Okay. I don't see you staying in this job very long, honey. I don't see you staying with this company. The kind of work, yes. I see that you could rise it up a little bit higher because you're very knowledgeable and you know more. So you could even, if you're looking for a job, they're saying you could even look for a job where you're thinking, well, I don't know if I know that much. They're saying go for it. Because I see the next job be more challenging to you, but that's what you like. You don't want to be going, ha-ha, I'm bored. I've done this a million times. You like the challenge. You like to bring your knowledge out. You like to have your knowing come out, and you like to get information in all different areas that you can, either through people, through the computers, through books, through air, whatever it is. And they're saying that this other job would help you rise to that. This job is not. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a standstill. They're making me feel like you're in a bowl of jelly. And it's like it's jiggling and it's vibrating like an earthquake, but you can't move. It's like you're stuck in a bowl of jelly. It's like you can't get through the jelly. Do you see what I'm saying? The other one has more air to it, more breathing room, more allowing your validation for you. There won't be so much ego through it. Do you see what I'm saying? There's too much ego, too much competition, too much whatever on this other place. Okay? You could be the true you with this other job. But that's up to you, honey. You do what you want to do. I'll never tell anybody what to do. They're saying that if you do not take that job, if you don't go into this window, and Susan knows what I'm talking about because I tell her there's windows of time.
Oh,
right,
yes.
Susan?
You have,
and,
yes,
and it's
she's,
come through.
You're telling
she's
me
like,
very quietly again.
Yes, I am. So there, you have a window of time. If you don't take this job, that's the 2 weeks, 2 months thing. I wouldn't be surprised if in a couple of days you see this job coming that you could, you'll be like, oh, you hear it through the internet, through verbiage. I don't know exactly how you're going to know about this other job if you don't already know about something that you could go for. If you don't go for that job, then they're saying it will be probably 6 months down a little bit. Then you'll have to deal with this jelly thing for a while until the other job comes up. Okay?
Okay. So what about, like, I teach classes too, eh? And I just wonder what's going on with that because I had hardly any students for my classes, eh? So, and I got stood up a couple of times too, you know, people really, you know, wanting a class and then they just don't do anything about it and I'm just getting
tired of this.
Right
now the class thing is almost like you're going to have to drop that because, but that I'm not going to tell you to do that. They're saying that it's almost like, oh, what are they trying to show me here? It's almost like the intention, the allowing is not quite there yet because of all the other aspects of your life is not running like a machine. It's, say our life is like a machine, an engine, and it's like the carburetor is clogged up and the rest of the machine isn't working out, and that's why with the classes. It's when you get to the vibration of newness, then the class thing would come out. Are you doing it in, are you doing it independently, or are you doing it for someone else?
Well, I'm doing it independently, but the people
yes,
who are interested
to do
in class.
It independently. Right.
Yeah, they were interested
but
in class.
But right now, it's not, I mean, if you want to take the one or two people, that's fine, but you're thinking, why, I'm not going to waste my energy if it's just for one or two person. I don't know if it's really paying me off. But they're saying that you could, I don't know, I'm almost thinking, let's see what they're showing me here. Okay. What they're saying is that you do the two people, then they'll tell the two people. Do you get what I'm saying? It's almost like just be kind of the over. It's going to be at the lower level of amount of people that are going to come to your classes until the shift of the rest of your life shifts, and then more people are going to come to you. And there's going to be a point, if you want to and you choose to, that you will be overwhelmed with so many people, and then you're going to be going, there's too many people that, you know, I'm tired. I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Right now, it's going to be very low. The people that are going to come to you for classes, one to two people, it's going to be very, very low. You can do that. You can choose to teach that class to those one or two people, but down the road, I see it's going to take a while, honey. It's going to take a while. They're showing me a year before it really shifts on that part.
I'm just getting tired of this life right now, of all this stuff. I'm just getting tired of life. All the stuff I've got
to
work through and all this stuff. I'm just tired of life. I'm just ready right now to say, you know, either I'm staying or I'm going. That's the point where I'm at right now.
But no, because you're at the end of the edge. You need to step over the edge.
Yeah.
You got to step over the edge. You're not stepping over the edge. You were at the cliff. Just jump off the cliff and go into the other edge. Get to the other job. You're at a different vibration right now. That's what people say, or different energy. I'm going to say what people go by. You're at a different energy level than what is in your jobs. And what you're representing out to the universe is different energy than what the people. So you're saying, you know what, I'm tired, da-da-da-da, and the universe is going, okay, he wants people that are tired and they're not going to da-da-da-da. You need to step it up, get over the cliff, jump, and go to the other way. Otherwise, it's not going to change. That's why I'm saying you're at the fork of the road. It's your choice. That's your free will. If you do not jump, then it's going to keep on staying the same.
Yeah. Okay.
Once you step over across, you're so, honey, greatness is closer to you than you think. The greatness is right there. Just let it happen.
I heard that before too, and I starved to that, and it didn't happen. So I'm just
No, it's there. You're choosing right now from your verbiage right now. It's not me, and it's not them, and it's not the essence, and it's not the spirit. You're choosing right now through your verbiage not to jump over the cliff. That is not my fault. That is not anybody else's fault. That's your fault. You're choosing. You're at the fork of the road. You can either choose to jump off and go forward or stay where you're at. If you keep on doing the verbiage that you're doing, the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you're doing right now, you're going to stay where you're at. You cannot put a different, nothing is going to be different. If you're making a batch of cookies and it's the same, it's exactly what I said in the beginning of the show. If you're making a batch of chocolate chip cookies, they're going to be extra chocolate chip cookies if you put the same ingredients in it. You need to change the ingredients. You want oatmeal in it? You need to jump off the cliff and make it a different cookie. Got it? You're choosing right now to be where you're at right now because the universe is saying no. We are giving you the diamond that you can reach for, and you're choosing not to reach for it. That's your choice. I can't tell you what to do. That's your choice.
Yeah.
That's your choice. But if you want it to get it better, look for that job. They're saying two. And things will shift for the better. But I can't tell you to do that. That's your choice. Okay? Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks, Jay. And if I could just say one thing to you, Jay, you know, not telling you what to do, but just realize that when we go through our most challenging moments, and boy, a lot of us have been there, that's when the most amazing things occur because you begin to feel like you have nothing to lose to go after whatever that thing is that you might not normally have tried because, you know, it can only get better. In fact, that song I played at the hour, it basically said that. Things can only get better. And so lose hope, Jay. Don't lose hope. I know that you feel down to me, and I just wanted to interject because I've been in places in my life where I felt really down. And I know a lot of people, even in the spiritual community, where things aren't quite going the way they expect. Yeah, and so look at this as a time when you can actually go for it. I mean, where you can actually find the courage if you choose. Like you said, no one's going to tell you what to do, but you really have everything to gain to try something new. So I just wanted to encourage you and just to remind you what a wonderful place this earth is. And I think that you have a lot more that you can give back. I've seen you listen to my show more than once, Jay. I remember you. And I know you have a lot to give. And I just wanted to give you that affirmation because I remember you from other shows as well.
And sometimes universe will give you paths and little bumps, and sometimes they have to bang you over the head. And I think it's banging you over the head right now to tell you that the shift is happening. This is your shift, and that the shift is happening. Find out what it is that they're trying to teach you and what is the gem. That's what I'm saying. The greatness is right there. You're just not plucking it. You're plucking the dried up fruit. The fruit of everything that you've gone through is right there. Just pluck it. And if it's plucking it means to get another job, is to move, is to do into another vibrational place. That's what they're trying to tell you. The universe has been showing you this, but you are choosing not to do the change. The universe is saying, we've got greatness over here waiting for you. Why aren't you grabbing it? And that's the best I can say. I'm not trying to be mean, and I'm not trying to be doubtful for you, but they keep on telling me that you're choosing this. You're choosing it. And you know that the greatness is there. Don't be afraid of it because you know that you deserve it. Allow it. Once you deserve it, that you say to yourself you deserve it and allow it, then it will come to you. Okay? Just allow it to happen. Just step over the cliff. Just step, and it will be there.
And
it will be great. Okay?
And picture yourself surrounded by love and light, Jay. Because you are. You are infinitely supported. Know that when we take that leap of faith, we are supported. You're not alone.
Right, yeah. It's like you're gonna take that leap of faith and you're gonna go, why didn't I do it sooner?
Yeah.
But it's great that you did it. But you will. You'll say, why did I not do this sooner when it was there for me to the picking? Because it's just right there. It's just right there. The only thing that's stopping it is you from allowing it to happen. Switch the job, switch places, switch the people that you're around with, and it's all going to change. It will. And then you will be teaching classes. Like I said before, you'll be having so many people, you'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, I can only have 10 people in a class or 5 people in a class. I'm sorry, I can only have so much. Okay, I'll do another class another time. It will just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It's the exact same thing that me and Susan go through with her radio thing. In the beginning, she didn't have that many people. Now she's allowing the greatness to come to her. Now she's got more and more people
it's
coming
thousands
for her, right?
Now. I started, it was just
right?
in the, that's right. And so, you know what else I want to say? I really feel called, it's rare that I feel called to talk to one of the people you're doing a reading with. Debbie, I hope you don't mind, but
nope,
I really feel called to talk. Are you still there, Jay?
I'm still here.
Okay, make it sure. I want to tell you something. I used to work in that computer world. I have a master's degree in computer science. I worked in the corporate world, and I've had good bosses and bad bosses. I've had extremely challenging situations in my past, and I will tell you that when you step into the energy of something new that you're called to do, you will amaze yourself. I mean, it's amazing what can be available to us. If someone had told me in those days when I was sitting coding at my computer, which is what I did, that I was going to have this radio show, that I was going to be in the spiritual community, that I was even going to be spiritually awakened. I mean, I wouldn't even have listened to a show like this, quite honestly, back then. I would have said they were crazy. I mean, I just wouldn't have believed it. And you don't know what's within you. And I'll also say that a lot of these corporate environments are very, they're in the old energy. They're very authoritarian. They're very oppressive. And your vibrational level is going beyond that, is what I sense. And
right.
and it drags you
exactly.
down when you're caught in that. But it does take courage. I mean, I can't belittle that it's not the easiest thing to do. And, you know, even for me, I was making an amazing amount of money in that world, for example. And, you know, in this path, I'm not going to turn down money, but, you know, it's taking time. And I have to be patient that I can, you know, be supported. And we all have to have faith. And so it's not easy when you are in one environment that seems stable financially. And then
right.
you step into a place that at first is
thing.
So new. Yeah.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm riding two horses at the same time. I'm doing
uh-huh.
this on the weekends. And I work an 8-hour day job, like I said, in archery that I don't even hunt in. I come home and I do readings all night. And I do readings until 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. I go to sleep and I get up again. So I'm doing two jobs. Plus I do it on the weekend. Do you think that I want to do the archery thing? No. Do I love the people that I work for? I honor them and I bless them. But this is what I so. But it's the exact same thing. I don't have the constant clientele. I don't have the thing either, but I'm not going to give it up because I know that that's my purpose. Just like you, Jay, that's your purpose. That's where you get your joy from, your knowledge and doing the things that you do, teaching other people. You're a teacher. So that's why it frustrates you a little bit because you're not getting the people and you're not getting the money. But I get that. But once you honor yourself and deserve it and allow it to happen and go into the other realms like Susan is saying, it's going to come to you then because then you're allowing it to happen and that you deserve it. You deserve it just like everybody else. Everybody else deserves it, and you deserve it just as much as we do. You don't have to work for it to be deserved to have the things in your life. It's not like you have to jump up and down it 100 times for it to come to you. You are a child of the universe, and a child of the universe deserves just as much as any other child of the universe. Okay? Just allow it to happen. That's what we're trying to tell you. just like,
and you, it's true. And
yeah.
You've invested a lot into this life. I mean, to get to this point that you are open spiritually, in the way that you are, Jay, and also in a technical field, and also a teacher, you have so much to give to everyone.
Right, you give a lot.
And, you know, I've been in classes. I teach. I've taught in different settings. I teach in grad school, and also now I teach on the spiritual path. Sometimes only 5 people show up. And you know what? I have learned not to let that get to me. I mean, yes, it would be great to be paid. I'm not usually paid by the person when I do this. I'm like at a conference or something. But you know what? Just value each of those people, because
right.
sometimes when you're in a small group, you discover it's meant to be that way, that there's some contact you're supposed to make, that you're supposed to make a closer connection with someone. Just go with it. Don't let it stress you out. Just go with it, and then before you know it, you know, the ironic thing is before you know it, you'll have a whole bunch of people, and you won't be able to connect as closely as maybe you used to
right.
be able to do with
That's
smaller classes.
See.
Yeah, so just value
see,
it, and you're going to be okay.
Right.
Just trust that you are supported and loved. That's important, too. That love is there for you, that loving energy. I'm sending you loving
the
energy
divine
right
love.
Now to support you.
Right.
You are supported, because I do know you as a long-term listener to this show, and I feel that you're feeling really down, and my heart goes out to you, Jay. I really do support you and know that the universe supports you. Okay?
Yep. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, take care,
Thank
Jay.
You.
Hang in there. All right. Okay, thank you, Jay. Okay. We actually only have a few more callers, Debbie. I think we're going to get to all of them. We only have 3 more people. Yeah,
okay.
Isn't that amazing? So I think we can do
okay.
it. But even how are we doing in time? Yeah, we're going to make it. Okay, and just so people know what to expect, the next person in order is actually BNNA, a Skype caller starting with BNNA. So be prepared, BNNA. Can you see that picture? Anyone from BNNA?
BNNA?
Yeah, it's kind of a longer name than that. But anything like that? If not, we'll go to the next one while that gets sorted out.
BNNA.
You don't see it? Let's see if I got any more information. I didn't get any more information from that person. So, okay, if you're on the line, the Skype caller that begins with BNNA, you only have limited time, but you'll need to quickly send a picture to the email address on the show page, which you may not be able to see. I better give it powerful psychic, P, but not the whole word spelled out, powerful, then PSYCHI, at blackfoot.net. So we'll look for that, and then we're going to go to the next caller. And then after that, actually, we just had one drop off, I think. So we really have Kimberly
okay.
next. We're going to go to Kimberly.
Okay.
Do you have an email from,
I
it
have,
should start with KBU?
Right.
Do you see an email there?
Well,
okay.
I got 2 pictures. I got a picture of a girl in like a tutu, and then I got a picture of 2 girls together.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring Kimberly on then.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Kimberly.
Hi.
Welcome. Very patient
Hi.
Of you, and it's been nice to talk with you in the chat as well. we finally got to you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here so late and taking
yeah.
off.
Yeah, well, we're patient, too.
Okay.
You know what?
We do this every time, don't we, Susan? We could
we
be going
do.
Till midnight,
every
you know?
Time. There's no other guests. Well, it's just amazing how this happens every time. But you know what? We're going to get through the people who are still
well,
out there. So
good.
So.
Okay, so, Kim, what is the question? I got 2 pictures, one girl in, like, a ballerina costume outfit, and then a picture of 2 women.
The first picture I sent was of me, and
okay.
I'm not sure what type of pictures you were looking for, so I sent
oh,
that one
okay.
straight off, and that's a
okay.
strawberry ballerina.
Okay.
probably circa 1960. 8. And then
okay.
The other picture is me with my daughter, and I am on the right, the older person. And
okay, so you're on the right, and that's your daughter.
Yeah, that's my daughter.
Okay. Well, you look very, very young, Kimberly. You look very great.
Thank you.
You don't look like you could have a daughter that
age. It's a good picture. It's a good picture of me.
Okay, so what is your question, sweetie?
So the question is just about my spiritual path and, you know, the future, pretty much immediate future, kind of what I should be doing.
Okay, so you got to ask, in the spiritual realm, you mean?
Yeah, I'm finally starting to put the puzzle pieces of my entire life together. And
okay.
I'm not really seeing the full picture. I just wondered if you had
Okay, you're
going
to have to be a little bit more specific because I'm not doing a whole reading on you. So are you asking, like, work-wise?
Yeah, work-wise.
In the work that you do or in the spiritual realm kind of work?
In the spiritual realm kind of work.
Okay.
Or if it is work or, like, what am I to do with all these messages and experiences?
Right. Well, you got spirit. I was just going to say you have spirit talking to you.
Yeah.
And you could do readings. Do you do readings?
No.
You could. They're saying that you could do it in a different format, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not like me. Like, I'm doing photos. They're saying that... Okay, let me see what they're showing. With you, well, you have a different format. You get different information in different ways. So do you get information when you're taking a shower or when you're around water?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the confirmation. How would I know that? Because where are you from?
Yep, there you go.
So I always ask certain things. I'll say, give me a confirmation here, and that's what they're saying. They're saying, yes, you could give information to people. You could do... Because you know things that are going to happen. They're also saying that you could communicate with animals, you can communicate with children, and you communicate with people that, boy, this whole show is with allowing, people that will allow you to bring it through. So they're saying to start out certain things. What is it that you saw with your daughter, or do you have other children?
Just the one, what I saw with her when... From the beginning, you mean?
Well, what did you see? You saw something with your daughter, right?
I saw, yeah, dolphins and someone who has a touch for the world.
Right. So that is what I'm telling you, is that you do have messages for people. You would not be like me. You would not, I'm not a cookie-cutter psychic. You would not be a cookie-cutter psychic. They're saying it's not just being a psychic. It's almost like giving information to the world. There is a bigger world out there.
Mm-hmm.
You would, because you were a mermaid, honey, you were a sea creature. You were sea people, okay? So the ocean, water, things like that, information that's coming from different realms, this is what they're showing me. They're giving me so much information. It's like, please slow down. They're showing me is... and then I start talking really fast. The spiritual realm always seems to look up, okay? The spiritual realm is from up. You're saying, no, there is information from the water. There is information from the dolphins. There is information from the sea creatures. There's information from the salt, the sand, the earth. Do you see what I'm saying? You're saying that we could get information from them, and you are getting information from that. That's why when you're taking a shower, the water is almost like communicating with you. It's like the messages in the water are giving you the information. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's almost like you could do water readings. It's almost like, I've never heard of this before, and this is what they're showing me, and see if this resonates with you. I've never heard of this before. I don't know, Susan, if you ever heard of this before, but it's almost like, you know how people do tea readings, they drink a thing of tea, and then people do the leaves? They're saying you have a clear glass, crystal glass, you fill it up with water, you have the person take a couple sips, hold on to the water, and ask the question. And it's almost like you're looking not into a crystal ball, but you're looking into the water, and the information in the water will come to you. So, like, you do water readings. You
wow.
could do water readings. Never heard of it before.
No,
but
I've never heard of that.
I mean, I've never, ever heard of that before. I think that is so cool.
Technically, if someone takes a sip, Debbie, their DNA is in the water.
Right, is in the water, and she can read the DNA.
That's, boy, you might have come up with something totally new. I could see how there's something to that.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Because she has a lot of information, book-wise.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to do it book-wise, radio-wise, she has a lot of information to tell the universe. Right?
Yeah.
And a jumping-off point, where how do you develop?
Yeah,
you just let it flow. It just comes.
Just let it flow. Start doing it with people. Start doing it with family, friends.
Okay.
Start doing these water readings with other people. Start communicating with like-minded people like me and Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Start communicating with these kind of people. Start doing expos or start listening. See, that's the thing, too. I think the same way. It's like I read books, and it's like I already know that information.
Mm-hmm.
Your information would be so new to people, people would be drawn to it because we want the knowledge. You have the knowledge. You are just not... you're not being confident with the knowledge that is coming through. You're getting information, and you're like, well, this can't be true. But it is. Just write it down.
Okay.
Or tape record it. Okay? Because you're like, well, I don't want to always write it down. Well, take a tape recorder and start talking. Just start talking. Right?
That's me. I don't want to be troubled
right?
with writing it down. Yes.
I told you.
You're funny.
Isn't it kind of ironic what they channel through me? It's like, well, Debbie, she's not going to want to write it down, so tell her to get the tape recorder out. Like, okay. I'm the same way because people say I need to write a book because I have numerous stories. But I was punished that way from my father.
Mm-hmm.
When we did something wrong, they would make you write. So ink and writing is a punishment to me. So that's
mm-hmm.
hard for me to write a book, so I would need someone else to write it for me. I could tell them the story. And me and Susan have talked about this before.
Yeah,
we have
talked about that. We should talk
right?
about it again.
Right. So that's coming up again. It's so that for you, oh, honey, you've got so much information and so much stuff is going to come to you. And it's just, to me, it's very, very exciting. It's just, oh, my goodness. If you were around, I'd be like, come on over, let's talk kind
okay.
of thing. You know, let's get that cup of coffee together and sit down and start talking. It's almost like saying, talk to me and Susan about these things. Talk to people on the radio shows. Talk to, and if someone is talking to you and that vibration of their voice, because you would hear it through the voice because of the, I mean, this can sound gross, but the saliva, the wetness in their mouths, you can almost read that. It's almost like you could look at their mouth when they're talking and tell if they're lying or telling you the truth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that is why... And that's a good thing because my mom was a compulsive liar, so when I do readings, I know if someone's lying to me. If I say da-da-da-da and they say no, just like with Jay, he was saying, oh, well, I'm like, no, you're lying to me. You know you can grab the brass ring. You just don't want to. Well, everybody's against it. No, you just don't want to grab the brass ring because you're afraid. So you see, you can tell when someone's lying to you, so that's the confirmation for you doing the readings with the water.
Mm-hmm.
You could, but you can use the water as how some people do cards. They'll say, well, the card is saying. So it's kind of
mm-hmm.
like taking you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, when you're getting done with the water situation, but I think that's pretty cool. So I don't know. I think that would probably stick around with you for a while. But with the water, you could not, after a while, you won't need the water.
I see.
Do you get what I'm saying? You will be able mm-hmm. to just look at the person, look at their mouth, look at the water in their eyes, and do a reading that way.
Oh, wow.
Because you have gotten information. They're showing me you even being a younger girl getting information.
That's why I sent a picture of me as a ballerina.
A little girl. Got it.
And because I thought you could see my eyes really well in that picture.
Yep.
Before
got it,
my
got it,
life
got it.
Happened
now I know why you
me.
Sent it to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It's almost like the spirits are donking me over the head like, duh, why do you think you said it's a picture? Now that you say it, it's like, duh, Debbie. Got it. Got it, got it, got it. So you have this, what people say, spirit guide, essence. I don't know what it is. I don't, you know, to me it's not just a spirit guide. It's this. You have this very knowledgeable person. I wouldn't say it's a person, entity that's around you that gives you the information, okay, that spoke to you since you've been born.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that entity, whatever you want to call it, is around you now. And it had you call me so that I could channel to you the information that's coming through. It's almost they're screaming, going, turn to me and ask. And I will help you. Okay?
Can I just
It will help you big time. So just let it happen to me. Because you're in the shift of life now, too. Things are different, are kind of changing now, too, right? Like,
yeah.
There's, like, no kids at home, or I don't know what they're trying to show me, but, you know, like how the mom has the empty nest syndrome, and it's like, okay, what do I do now, you know?
Yeah, that's me.
You're switching now, right? So
yeah,
they're saying... Now, this is your time.
Yeah.
It was brought to you when you were born. It was brought to you when you were a child. You would get information through your lifetime, but you were kind of your intentions on everybody else. Okay, now it's time to turn to yourself. Got it? And then once you start doing that, this entity, start asking it. It will bring, it will show you the books, the people, and the things to show you to move on.
Okay.
Okay,
so this entity is nothing to be afraid of because the last encounter
it's very, very knowledgeable. Very knowledgeable. Okay?
Okay.
Kind of like what I was saying in the beginning of the show, the essence of the ascended master of an ascended master, this person or this entity or whatever you want to call it is up there. Okay?
Okay.
But it's down there for you.
Okay?
It's in the water. So... If you keep on wanting me to do this, but I know this is almost like full reading, but when you are kind of blocked, either drink the water, be in the water, look at the water, go to the ocean, okay, that will bring you the information.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. Yep. I appreciate
it.
I appreciate it. I'll keep in touch.
All right. Okay,
so
yeah.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Tell us where you're going. Start communicating with us.
All right.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
And good night.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kimberly. Good night.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we really only have one other person, and I don't know if this person's still here or if you have a photo. So I'm going to bring them on and just find out what the situation is, but then that's it.
Well, I have two different people, but did someone just jump off?
Yeah, there were
some
people that dropped off.
Well, now I got the BNNA.
You do?
Who
okay.
Them? Yeah, now I got the BNNA.
Yeah, that's...
And Anna.
Okay. Okay, there we are. We still have people in the chat. I've kind of lost touch.
Because I have, like, three different pictures.
Okay, I think I see. Now I get it. I kind of lost the connection. This is someone who's in the chat with the ID SecMet, I think. I'm pretty sure it's the same person. So let's bring BNNA on. And yes, okay, same person. I got confused as to who this person was, but we've got this person. They've been in the chat a while.
Hi, yes.
Hi, there you are.
I sent a picture with my name. It's Anna with a K as a last name.
Okay.
That's the picture.
Yep, I got that.
Oh, good. Glad
Great.
You got it. Thank you for taking the last caller.
Well, and thank you for your patience and all. That it's been a long,
yeah,
long night of calls, and you've been very patient.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful night.
Yes,
it has
been.
So what is your question, sweetie?
What do you see for me in, like, a career-wise, independence, relationship?
Well, that's kind of like a full reading. So which one would you want the most for?
Whatever is calling out from the picture, please.
Okay. What do you do for work-wise?
Right now, I do like healing work.
Okay. So now, I don't know why this is, they're bringing two things up. So now, have you been with the guy that has the dark hair?
I've been with him, yes.
Yes, okay. So now, is that going back and forth, or is there just a little bit of unstableness there on that relationship, or what's the scoop on that?
Yeah, it was because unstable. It's ended. I haven't heard back from him anymore.
Okay, okay. So they're saying to let that go right now.
Yeah.
Okay? Is that what you wanted to hear?
You know, I had to let him go because he wasn't good for
right.
me, but I do miss the thing that
That's
we had.
That's what they're saying. Okay, so with your healing, so now this is going to go in a circle. I know it's weird how they do this. So that's a confirmation. I didn't know that. So that's confirmation.
Yeah.
It's broken off. Okay, so now they're saying to now you can focus on your healing, okay?
Okay.
So do you do the hands-on healing or the Reiki, or what is the healing that you're doing?
I use different modalities. I like to use breath work, but not every client likes to use breath work. So now I use craniosacral, theta healing, and body work.
Okay. They're saying the breath work will... They're saying the breath work is the more modality that resonates with your essence or vibration, okay?
Yeah.
I know that you're saying that the people, it's almost like, and I don't know why they want me to show it in this way, and it's almost like a crude way of showing it, but when I do psychic work and someone comes up to me and says, I think you're asking too much, I say, go to that one down there. They'll tell you what you need to hear. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, and then it's what's so funny is when I tell that person to go over there, they usually come back. But they'll go there, then the people that say, oh, I think I should pay you more, even give you a tip. So it's almost like letting go of the people that don't like the breath work.
Okay.
Say, that's okay. I know my modality or the way that I, just like someone might not like the way I do readings, that I'm very truthful and sometimes I can be really sharp. Oh, I don't like the way you do readings. Well, then go to someone else. They will find the other person that fits with them.
Yeah.
You will find the people that it will fit with. It will work. Do you see what I'm saying? It will, other people will say to, it will be the word of mouth that that your healing work works so much better in that modality. Do you see what I'm saying? Not saying that the other modalities of the healing that you do is good, but this is the almost like the 100% one. This
okay.
is the gold. This is the diamond one. The other ones are silver, platinum, da 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 da. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the body talk is the last one. This, the next one is that one, and this is the top. It's like they're showing me a scale. If the person says, I don't want to do breathing work or this modality, then go to the next level. Okay.
Okay.
But you can kind of entwine the breathing work with it, not doing it full force. Okay.
Yeah.
And that will, it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them. It's, here we go again. It's them not allowing the true healing to come through.
Yeah.
I think when people say that they don't like it, it's because they know that it can be healed. And sometimes people don't want to be healed, because then they don't have that story to fall on. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you see that my practice is going to grow? Because it stops and it grows, you know, people come and go. So
right.
I'm wondering, like, any kind of stability, because I'm not supporting myself at all, and I really would like to.
Right. Where do you live?
In New York.
Okay. Because they're showing me big city. Almost to the point like with Chicago or something. I don't know why they were showing me this big, tall building, but black building. But do you have a, are you around a black building?
A black building, yes. A tall, dark, black building. Very ugly.
Okay. So, see, that's what I've just said. So
wow.
It's almost like, is that where your practice is, or is that where you're living? Or is, they're
it's,
saying
it's
the building.
Neighborhood. It's in the neighborhood. It's a building. It's a.
Right.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's the neighborhood. It's almost like the location of where you're doing it is not in the right location.
Yeah. Do you think I should move
okay.
to Holland?
To Holland?
Yeah.
The Netherlands?
Yeah.
Like Sprotse de Hollands?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm 100% Dutch, honey. That's why I was asking.
Oh, wow.
I'm from Holland.
Okay. Okay. Let me see what they're saying. Where would you live in Holland?
Amsterdam.
Okay, Amsterdam. Okay, yes, because they're saying the bigger city works for you.
Okay.
The bigger city works for you. Your, like I was talking about before, see, this is weird. The spirits must be really working. The poor things, they had to work so hard. When I was saying to you before, like, a lot of Dutch people are very truthful. We say what's on our mind. It's
yes.
kind of like, take it, leave it, bloom, 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 right?
Yes.
The society here can't handle that sometimes.
Yes,
I
true.
Get told that all the time. You're too blunt. Your readings are too truthful. You know, it's
yes.
like people probably would think that I was being mean to Jay. You know what? Get off the pot and grab the brass ring. Boom, that's the answer. Well, no, we should pamper him. We should love. No. So that's a Dutch trait. You know what I mean? We sometimes can be too blunt. And
yeah.
your energy healing is blunt.
Yeah.
It's so powerful that a lot of the people can't quite handle it yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you have other people that are in the healing modality in Holland, right?
Yeah, I have one that doesn't live in Amsterdam, though, and one that lives close to Amsterdam. They are both in the healing modalities.
Right. They will help you bring it forward. But they're saying that you could stay in New York, but if you stayed in New York,
yeah,
to move to another location.
Oh, okay.
You're
yeah.
not getting. You're not getting the vibrational clientele. You're not in the right location for the vibration of the clientele. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I am in the process of getting rid of this house, and that hasn't happened
okay.
yet. Going,
okay.
nobody has really shown any interest, so I can't really move until, you know.
Well, they're saying to do your breathing healing work on the house.
Okay, what does that mean?
To do a spiritual ceremony of the house, bless the house, praise the house, tell the house, thank you for everything that you have given me, and now you bring the people that will love that house.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you can do that.
Yeah.
Your healing modality is very, very strong, and you haven't done that yet, honey. You haven't really truly said, I praise you, house. Thank you for everything you have done. You put a roof over my head. You made my, you know, you had the kitchen to feed me, the bed to let me lie in. I am releasing you, and I'm going to release you to a family or a couple that is going to love, love, love this place just as much as I did, and that is going to bring the next place to you, okay?
Okay.
This is really a choice of yours. Some people, like I was saying before in the beginning of the show, if you want to go to Paris, you can go to Paris, and I know you're going to go to Paris. This is your choice. I could see you staying in New York, moving to another location,
yeah.
but going back to Europe.
Sorry,
it's a back and forth thing.
You can either see me moving to another location in New York or move back to Holland, you're saying.
Right. But I'm almost seeing you staying in New York for a little bit.
Yeah, I can.
And then, you see what I'm saying? And then having a relationship with someone that's from Holland.
Yeah, that would help me move back.
Yeah. Do you have an old relationship that you knew when you were, gosh, what are they showing me, like 22-ish?
Yeah.
In your 20s? Okay.
Yeah.
And where are they right now?
He is married. He's in Turkey.
Do you think he's going to be married for very long or what?
He has a child with her. I don't know. I haven't really seen him in a while.
But maybe there's some connection with him or some connection of friend or something. There's something with that relationship that there's a connection. So I don't know if it was a friend of his or you had a friend.
I was going out with both two friends, one friend 1 year and the next time friend another.
Oh.
And one of them very much in love with me, but the other one was liked me also, but then he just, because I didn't live in Turkey, I lived in Holland, he married another woman.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Just want to let you know we're within 2 minutes, maybe a minute and a half of it cutting off.
Okay.
And it will cut off very abruptly.
Okay, so what I'm going to say really fast.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so that it could be with someone that you have known or a relationship with them, and it will be the same situation. If they live in another country and they want you to move, it won't work unless you move to the same country that they're with.
Yeah.
In. Okay?
Okay, we'll see what
happens.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Anna. Okay, well, in the time, the brief time we have left, I just want to thank you once again, Debbie.
Thank you.
And just remind people, tell them what to Google again if they're looking for
Google
you.
Google Photo Psychic Debbie Griggs, and it will show you YouTubes of me. It will show you all kinds of things of me, and you can get to my website. You can get to my email address, too.
Great. Okay? And